This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap, looks, fires, ends up. Yeah! Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the fat out of the fire.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again, back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Adam Jones, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Adam, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome into the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here on Patriots.com, we are the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring you, the fans of the New England Patriots, and there's a multitude of ways to get in touch here. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio at Patriots.com, or tweet using the hashtag PPGS. And guys, I know much to the shock of each of you, doesn't sound like we're going to see a number of Patriots in this game tonight against the Eagles.
Don't try to light my fuse. Just because I was ranting off the air and no one listens to us when we report for days and days how this is going to play out. None of the stars are going to play tonight, as we've been predicting. Before we even saw what took place on the practice field, I think logic would tell you there was only one real interesting... the proper way to do it was going to be not play the stars, practice the stars... play the stars in Tampa in a normal third preseason game, and then not play them again in the fourth. It was pretty simple. And another factor, everybody said, oh, Brady didn't play the first preseason game last year, and then he played this year. Maybe Bill was looking ahead to that, too. I want to make sure I get Brady 2 preseason games in, for whatever it's worth. So I think all the writing was on the wall and on the practice field when Brady took one snap per drill and then went over with Gronk and Brandon Lloyd, and yet no one seemed to notice. It's like people, I don't know.
And I think it was last Sunday or Monday where Belichick was going into pretty good detail, sort of forecasting what was going to happen during the course of the week as they prepared for this, you know, kind of unorthodox schedule of 3 games in 10 days, talking about how, you know, you had to give the players some time to recover. You know, you play and you recover, and he had to best manage the roster to make sure that everybody's ready to go for the start of the season. It just didn't seem like there was any possible way that you could have that happen while playing everybody for all 3 games. So, to me, you go into Tampa, Adam, you're going to practice there for a couple of days. It just makes too much sense to me that Brady and Gronkowski and Wilfork and Mayo are the guys that you want to practice against another team for 2 days and play in a preseason game Friday night.
Well, and what throws a wrench in the whole thing is that Andy Reid allegedly is going to play his guys tonight, right? Like, this is going to be
his game where
his starters play into the second half. They play parts of 3 quarters, whatever it is. You know, if you look at the Eagles' schedule, they have 3 games in 11 days. Patriots have 3 games in 10 days. The difference is next week for the Eagles, or their next game, their third preseason game, that's their week 1 opponent in the Cleveland Browns. So maybe they don't want to tip their hands there.
Right.
And I guess Belichick's just going to treat this thing like he typically treats the
third preseason game. See, this is what happens. Game. We bring on a professional host, Andy, and you actually look into a reason as to why there's a possibility that the Eagles might be changing it up. That's a very logical reason. You don't want to have the big game. You don't want to have the big game be on for the Eagles. You don't want to have that third game be the same game that you're going to see in the regular season.
Right.
That
I
makes
think
all
it's
the
all
sense
very logical if you just you kind of looked at it.
And, but, if you were following Patriots in progress during the
PFW.
Whoa!
You know, if I followed if I followed
if
PFW in
progress.
If you
hadn't been wasted your last year and a half, you would have been following PFW in progress.
PFW in progress.
But
that's the name of it. Let me write that down. Hang on. Let me write that down.
Tune in. You might learn something.
But we've talked about it on the radio. We've written about it on the website and on the blog, and it just seems like people are all of a sudden coming to the park tonight, and they're stunned.
The park? We're playing baseball?
Yeah, park. We're going
you
to the
know
park.
What?
We're going to play.
PPGS fans, PFW in progress fans, they knew. They were prepared. They knew. and hell, Tutcher and Rich fans this morning when I said it on Tutcher and Rich, which apparently the pregame show on this very same station didn't listen to because they were like stunned that it, you know, there
were. I just spent 10 minutes trying to explain to them why I didn't think, and they thought it was injury related and all. I don't.
So let me put it to you like this.
Were they happy? Is ignorance truly bliss?
Is there value in getting your guys playing against a team like the Eagles, playing against their starters?
Adam,
is there value in that?
I'm not sure Andy and I were done with the portion of the show where we told everybody how right we were and how wrong everybody else was.
Sorry, that was just me that was done with that part. Okay,
well, you're right, though. The intriguing part here is, and I think it's legitimate, that the defense, a lot of defensive players are going to play because there aren't, quote-unquote, a lot of stars on that defense. Wilfork won't play. Mayo won't play. But I'm assuming you're going to see the two rookies play.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you're going to see Steve Gregory. I'm assuming you're going to see Devin McCourty and Rozai Dowling and Kyle Arrington.
So they roll Spikes back out there?
Yeah, I think
there's not enough depth to have all of these guys sit. You know,
it'll be managed.
Like, you know, McCourty, you know, you'd like to have a guy like Alfonso Dennard out there for three quarters tonight. Well, he hasn't practiced since the opening weekend of training camp. So, obviously, he's not going to be able to go. So, you're going to need guys like Arrington and McCourty. They're going to have to play.
And when guys like Ebner and Ventrone play, it could get ugly if Mike Vick and some of these guys are still on the field.
Ooh, I didn't really think of that. But
well, that's my point. You might see some bad matchups for the Patriots, but whatever. It's a learning experience. Everybody's excited about
what
the defense has
done. It's great for those players, though.
Sure.
It's a great opportunity for the secondary players, and I don't mean the secondary as in position, second-level players. It's a great opportunity to get out there and play against NFL-caliber players. So it's not like last week's situation where late in the game Trevor Scott is getting some sacks against guys that are going to be, you know, washing your car next week. That's always my favorite, either making shoes or washing cars. You don't really know what you learn from
that. So they're going to China? I mean, isn't that where most shoes are made?
Shoemaker. You know that's a very derogatory term.
Aren't they all made in China
now,
though?
In the Perua lexicon.
I didn't know Chinese people played football.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo alongside Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. A whole bunch of ways you can get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You can also tweet at us using the hashtag PPGS. We're going to try something a little different tonight. We're going to
professionalism
simulcast,
and try was the important word
attempt.
In that sentence.
We're going to simulcast with some members of Eagles.com. We're going to bring them in. We'll get the view from Philadelphia here, maybe pick their brain on why Andy Reid is going to try to keep his starters in for three quarters. We'll do that in about an hour. We also have our poll question up, Matt LePan, as I understand it.
Yes, sir. We have who will be tonight's surprise performer: Brandon Bolden, Justin Francis, Tyler Urban, Jake Beckett, or Nate Ebner?
I'm going Nate Ebner. I think John Gruden's going to fall in love with Nate Ebner. Nate Ebner had three consecutive days with interceptions last week, including two in one day where he almost had a third. He seems to have a magnet somewhere in the center of his shoulder pads that just sucks footballs in, at least on the practice field. He's going to become a star, and I bang my mic.
Try not to hit anything.
Mike Vrabel told me that people are going to fall in love with him. Tonight's the night
he's
fall in love with him.
He's your early leader in the clubhouse at 33%, him and Jake Beckett.
Well, I think he's a guy that could really flash in a preseason setting. He's a terrific athlete, obviously. And sometimes you just get out there and you let your athleticism show, and you just play on instincts rather than you don't know what you don't know, as Parcells used to say. I think Ebner's a good pick. Who are the other choices there, Flash?
Bolden, Urban. Who else was on there?
Bolden, Urban, Francis, Beckett, Ebner.
I'm going to say, well, Justin Francis is my favorite, so I'm going to eliminate him. But I'll say Bolden. I think tonight he's going to get a lot of opportunities to run the ball. The Eagles have been sort of a shoddy run defense in recent seasons. They had all that problems last year with that. What was it called? The wide nine, Andy? Remember we wrote all that stuff about
nine.
The offensive line coach that became the defensive coordinator?
Juan Castillo.
Yeah. Who brought the guy who swallowed the Eagles media guide?
He's like, I got to chime in when I know the answer.
Juan Castillo. I just say, you know, I wrote down Patriots football.
They had
the
wide nine
progress.
Last year. I know that was a real priority for them, is getting that fixed. But I have a feeling Bolden. I think Bolden's going to have a big first half tonight.
Before we start rolling through some of the feedback here, I know you guys were talking about this off air, and you were also talking about it on the Patriots pregame show on 98.5, Paul. But just,
you got to be careful, by the way, what we talk about off air. Sometimes that needs to
stay
off air.
No, okay, some of it we'll keep off air. But your understanding with why we might potentially see Jeff Dempsey this game tonight.
Yeah, and again, I'm not positive on this, and I said the same thing on the pregame show on the Sports Hub, but it's our understanding, Andy and I had a conversation with someone in the know who said that it's 3 days, not three practices, in order for a guy to get acclimated to full-time duty. So theoretically, if they signed Demps on Friday, which we got the release on Friday, if you guys recall, it was Friday late evening.
Sure.
Sometime.
Which means the way the Patriots do business, that was when it was 100% signed, sealed, delivered, correct. Had been done, filed, approved. There was no...
Correct.
The way they do business, if you get a release, it means the guy's been on the team for a while already, a couple hours.
So if it's before midnight, as it was explained to us, that counts as a day. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even though he didn't practice Friday, they didn't practice as a team Saturday, and Sunday was just a walkthrough. Evidently, those are the 3 days that you need to get yourself ready, provided that you passed the physical. So as long as Jeff Demps passed the physical on Friday, he would be eligible. I don't expect to see him tonight, but it's my understanding that he is eligible to play.
It would be really awesome. Like, just from like a story perspective, the guy who was on the 4x100 team in the, you know, a couple weeks later, he hasn't even practiced, he's just on the field, and
right.
Boom, you see his speed, and it's just, that would be really cool. And on the night when they're honoring the New England Olympians mm-hmm. that will be in the house and the medalists from the London Games.
Now, does he just cool run story. Out there in uniform and just say, I just used to take pictures with you guys?
Just trots out to midfield for a little photo.
And then
photo
Allie Raceman goes, see, this is a gold. This is what gold looks like. Oh. You don't have one.
Now, in the same boat, though, Daniel Fells and Sebastian Vollmer, they would be theoretically eligible, but no one's expecting to see them.
Yeah, now that I would be completely and utterly stunned if you saw any of the PUP guys. Now, you're talking about Fells and Vollmer haven't done any contact. They've been injured and have had no contact for the entire offseason. I don't think you want to have the first rep, you know, for an injured player coming back, you know, be a live rep in a game.
Okay, I just want to clarify, because our friend VIP Strippers is already tweeting and about it. I'm not sure we're saying we think Demps is going to play.
No, we think
he
won't.
We're just saying he could. The rule, as
eligible
we understand it, is that he could play. I don't think he could play. As you talked about on the CBS show, I actually wonder, is he in football shape? I mean, is he big enough? Is he... You know, he hasn't taken a hit in a long time since the end of last season. Probably dropped some weight to run at the fastest possible speed mm-hmm. in the Olympics. So I'm just saying we were misinterpreting the rule in that all of us, I think, assumed you had to have practice days. You had to at least be out there, put a helmet on, just walk around. It's just calendar days. That's the rule, which to me makes the rule seem a little stupid. But
well, if it's supposed to be for player safety, there's someone right outside the door, Andy. I mean, you could,
Christ sakes.
You can act like you've professionally done this before.
Can we get a soundproof door?
At some point.
I thought when I signed up we'd have a soundproof room, but I guess that's not the case.
That one over there looks soundproof. I never heard you say anything over there. Oh!
No, that's been,
neither did anybody
that
else.
That room has been silenced forever. That room is no longer has any sounds coming out of it.
It works as a backup podcast area every once in a while during training camp.
So do you like fighting me in this room rather than through the glass to that room?
I like to at least know what I'm fighting. You know, so I like at least
me
being,
too.
Being able to hear it.
I don't like cheap shots from afar. I like cheap shots up front.
Right, yeah. Right, face-to-face cheap shots. Those are the best kind. This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. Bunch of ways you can get in touch. Let's check the emails here. Webradio@patriots.com.
Wait, Strippers just now tweeted out, okay, could play in bold. Woohoo, Jeff Demps. Might, could, maybe play tonight.
Strippers, again, eligible is the word I want to go with.
And we have to give
he
Strippers
credit, by the
way. He
is eligible to play.
He was the one who actually posed the idea to Adam Kaplan that maybe we could do some sort of a cross. Well, actually, he wanted me to call in or him to call in mm-hmm. here, and I said, why don't we do the cross broadcast?
And we'll be doing that in a little less than an hour.
Very excited about that.
Right around 6:50 is what we have that pegged for Eastern time. So mark that down. Checking the emails here, Mike.
6:52, and we'll say, yeah, that was a bomb.
Mike writes in to webradio@patriots.com, and it's a lengthy email here. So we'll streamline. Basically, it's the Patriots need to take the training wheels off Ryan Mallett, to find out who's the heir apparent to Tom Brady. In other words, not just play him in some of these games, but play him with regulars. Play him with other guys. Not necessarily that tonight's the night.
But
it doesn't
tonight's
sound
the night
like.
He's going to see some regular defenders. He's probably going to see some pretty good talent on defense, whether it's the wide nine or whatever Paul wants to say.
I hope so.
From your guy, Juan Castillo.
Mm-hmm. It's my guy.
He's not ready.
I don't think he's ready, but I hope to
see him. Do you want to stunt his growth by just saying, get out there, boy, you're ready? No.
Well,
I mean, from
I
what we've seen
have
on
to
the
sound
practice
like an
field,
SEC, offensive line coach.
No, but from the practice field, Paul, we've seen him struggle at times. His reads, interceptions, his accuracy.
No question.
You don't want to throw a guy into a position he's not capable of fulfilling, unless you absolutely have to, unless the season comes and Brady gets hurt and then Hoyer gets hurt. Well, okay, you're out there, kid. It's time to take training wheels off. But until then, you have a safety net and you can kind of mold him.
So if the injury comes, Adam, just so you know, the accent goes when you tell him to take the training wheels
right.
off.
But, you know, is there...
I want to see him out there, and I kind of disagree with Andy a little bit. I agree with your overall evaluation of Mallett, but I do want to see him out there with frontline players and see how he reacts to it, see how it goes. I'd rather see him play the. I'd rather see him start tonight. I think Brian Hoyer is a fine backup quarterback. I think he's a safe backup quarterback. I think he could do a lot worse than Brian.
Somewhat
Hoyer,
of a known commodity,
but I kind of know what he is.
Yeah.
Now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's more than that, and maybe Belichick has his doubts and he wants to see if he's more than that. But this is fourth year in the system. I think Bill has a reasonable idea of what Brian Hoyer is. He's not going to learn much more by playing him in the first half tonight against the Eagles starters. I think you can learn a lot about Ryan Mallett and see just how far away he is tonight by playing him earlier. So I disagree with Andy a little bit in that regard.
And even if it's not tonight, maybe at another point in the preseason, you see it against the Buccaneers if they're playing their guys, or maybe in the last game, maybe for a rep or two.
The last game, you're not going to see any starters for the Giants. You know that. They're playing a week later.
Right.
So they're not going to play any frontline guys.
So even if Mallett starts.
And I think the Friday night game against Tampa is when you want your frontline guys to play against their frontline guys.
To play deep
guys.
Into the game.
So to me, tonight's the night to get Ryan Mallett a real significant stretch of frontline reps.
But not
Andy's
with the frontline
probably right.
Players.
It's probably going to be Brian Hoyer at the start.
I mean,
and
I think
Ryan
that's
Mallett
what this person
half.
Is asking for. Is he wants to see Mallett?
He wants to see Mallett
get a chance.
He wants to see Mallett with
Gronk.
Correct.
That's
what
I
know. Oh,
but,
not with. Yeah. No.
So,
no,
so
no,
you
okay,
can't
yeah,
do
but,
that.
But that's you what can't the, have. But you can't have it all.
But that's what the emailer is saying. He wants
yeah.
to see him with Gronk and Lloyd. And
I
all
get
those
Brady
guys.
Ready because if Brady goes down, who cares? The rest of the season.
Well,
too.
And that you know what? Here's where we go back to lockstep.
Yep.
We tend to share a brain on that. If Brady goes down, I don't really care who's playing. It's kind of over.
We'll hit the phone calls here.
On that positive.
508-298-0398. Let's go to Jeff in Vegas. You'll kick things off here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you? This is Jeff. You remember Jeff? I know you're new to this show, but this
I
is
remember,
Jeff.
I remember
this
Jeff.
This is kind of what we do here.
I'm ready for it.
He chimes in. I say, take the over. The game finishes 7-6.
You do the hey, how are you?
I said, I don't know about that over. I would take the under, but, you know, no one listened to me.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I think all four of us were in the same boat on that. And also would like to welcome Pac-Man. If he's ever out here in Vegas, be happy to give him the Kevin Collins treatment. Show him around, take him to some free shows and whatnot.
Collins, is that worthwhile? I see you nodding in there. All right. I've not been to Vegas, but maybe I'll take the Kevin Collins treatment.
Big fancy ESPN guy like you who's never been to Vegas?
Not been to Vegas. Haven't
maybe
been
you should
there.
Go there. Take a fight in. John Bones.
Yeah, we definitely need to rectify that. There's a nice buzz in the air in Vegas, Monday Night Football, very exciting.
you are so full of it.
Quickly, on Demps, do we know, is he more just an athlete or a football player? How are his hands?
He's a football player. He's got some ability to catch the
He's
football.
He's not just a track guy.
No.
To call him like one of these Ronaldo Nehemiah guys is not accurate. But... Tell me you never heard of Ronaldo Nehemiah.
Who the bleep is
Skeets
Ronaldo?
Skeets Nehemiah.
Of course, 49ers, hurdler, world-class hurdler.
Jesus.
He couldn't
Willie
play
Gault,
football, right?
Jet.
Willie Gault played at the same time as Ronaldo Nehemiah.
He wasn't as good.
No, because he was just a track guy, whereas Willie Gault could play football. That's what I'm saying.
I would have learned him
There's
if he
the
was
difference.
Relevant.
There's the difference. Demps has played football.
He started 26 games or 27 games, 50 games
didn't he,
played.
Didn't he average like 6 yards a carry
yes.
each of his last 2 years?
Yes.
Yes. The one big knock... other than the obvious, his size, he's tiny. He's 5'7", 175. He's really small.
He's built like
but,
PFW Eric.
Gotcha. In his career, okay. 424 touches, 11 fumbles. That's a lot of fumbles.
Mr. Negativity.
Small hands.
You know what?
The scouting report is he has small hands. Fifth to seventh round, according to some NFL scouts.
I see a lot
scouts.
Of fives out there.
I've seen a lot of fives, and I've seen a lot of late sevens.
Well, that's what happens when a guy
is
just
funny.
Speed and small and... I mean, but I'm just intrigued. There's no
I
loss.
Love,
There's
I
no
absolutely
downside.
I haven't been this excited about a signing in a long time.
How about a rookie free agent in the middle of camp? Usually they're named like Kyle Hicks or Dennis Dixon.
Or Kyle
There's
Hill.
Some fat guy who you know is not going to be on the team in
What's
2 weeks.
Camp Kyle fodder. Hicks and Kyle Hill.
One's still on the team, and his name is Hill. Hicks is out, right?
He got it right.
Yes.
Yes, Kyle Hicks released.
But I mean, the buzz about this. When is there this hashtag much PPGS. Buzz about a Jag free agent signing, undrafted guy?
Yeah, I love this signing. I think it does fill a need.
I'm guilty of just wanting to see him run. Yeah. Like, that's flat out all I want to see him do is catch a kick return and get to full speed. And in my mind, I'll say, Bethel Johnson was faster, or Bethel Johnson wasn't that fast. Because that's the fastest guy I've seen.
And that's what you want to see.
And yes. Jeff, that's how Andy and I judge pretty much every wide receiver who comes. You know, Brady will throw a bomb at some point in training camp, and either he'll run under it or he won't, and we'll say, Bethel Johnson would have run under that. And that's how you judge everybody.
Faster than Bethel Johnson.
Because, I haven't seen a guy accelerate to the ball with the ball in the air the way Bethel Johnson did.
Right, he had an extra
gear. As much of a jag as he was, and overall, he could run like no one I've ever seen.
That's not just us. I believe Chad Ochocinco tweeted that Bethel Johnson was the fastest guy he ever saw last year when he was in New England. And they didn't play together, so that was just a random tweet. So,
knowing Chad, he probably had no idea who he was.
But, I mean, clearly Bethel Johnson has... I think Willie may have said it once, too, on NFL Network. Bethel Johnson was very, very fast.
There were times
he ran
that Brady
at Texas
threw...
A&M, too. He was a track guy, too. Yeah,
there were times Brady threw bombs to Bethel Johnson that you looked and said, there's absolutely no possible way this can be complete, and... You know, 10 seconds later, he was spiking the ball in the end zone. It was amazing how much he was able to run.
Aside from that Tennessee playoff game, I don't recall that many. I guess against the Colts, he had a nice long reception years ago. Paul might remember.
In returns,
kick returns were instrumental. That in 2003, he broke open some games with kick returns.
That won the game against the Colts.
Yeah, yeah. And that ultimately won you a Super Bowl because winning that game allowed you to host the Colts in that playoff in the AFC Championship game. Had it been the other way around, it may have been the opposite result.
Yeah, and he had two in that game. One for a touchdown, one
long one
position.
That set up one, yep.
Yeah, last thing, guys. Vegas was listening to you guys, even if your colleagues weren't. New England is down to, again, this is meaningless preseason, down to -1.5 tonight, and the total is at 42.
I'll take the under. I don't know.
I got to take the Eagles tonight. I mean, if they can't beat up on the Patriots backups.
If the A can't beat the B,
now
we'll see.
Well, that's going to bring us to our Jeff in Vegas play of the week.
Here we go.
Heavens to Betsy!
Place I'd always like to be, and that's in agreement with Andy Hart. We're going to go with the under tonight. Hopefully Ryan Mallett sees an extended look and struggles mightily.
That's mean.
So you're rooting for a Patriot to struggle.
Yes,
I think you have a problem. You've crossed over. You've crossed over. Now you're rooting against your favorite team.
Yep. I agree with Strippers' latest tweet. It's not going to be Hoyer nor Mallett, the successor to Brady. And then as far as the -1.5, take the Eagles and the 1.5.
They will
win the game outright.
All right, Jeff.
Good call, Jeff.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Take care.
Keep rooting against your team.
I mean, what was it again? Take the Eagles and the under.
Take
Correct.
The Eagles in the
Hoping
under.
Hoping that Ryan Mallett sees extensive time.
Although, which I guess is, you know, in contrast to the other email we got earlier from the guy who wanted to see Ryan Mallett out there for a lot of reps with the starters.
Did you just swallow a bug?
No. Just a little H2O. That's all.
What is wrong with you?
He's the professional. I have to call him out when he slips up.
Dunkin' Donuts.
But being professional means not having to point out every little slight imperfection that
who
happens.
Said I'm the professional? I said he's the professional.
Right. Allegedly.
I'm the Jag.
You know what you do when you don't know where to go
yes,
when you're hosting?
You are, Andy.
You
Take
just go to a reset. Dunkin' Donuts, Patriots pregame social live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can call
us. Is that Radio 101? Whenever you really don't know where you're transitioning,
That might be before 101. That's basic.
I'm saying he doesn't finish the season and you're hosting again and he quits.
Ace Ticket, hotline 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio at patriots.com. A couple of things, and we've had a few different emails on this.
You haven't read them.
You see Sean Merriman released earlier today, right?
I did see that.
And we've had a few
also
emails
saw that
on
Roger Clemens is starting a game.
Correct.
Some Jag league.
You know when you need to reel us in? This is right now.
Okay,
Paul's getting off the tracks.
But a few different emails on whether or not the Patriots would kick the tires on him.
No. I don't think so. I mean, he's been done, it seems like. And if he weren't done, why wouldn't the Bills want him? Now, I know there was some money involved, like $4 million, but his career ended when he had the suspension and then started getting the injury issues, which, oh, by the way, sometimes go together when you're a steroid guy. You start to have tendons that can't hold up to the muscles that are attached to them. But if there were anything left, sure. Theoretically, the idea of Sean Merriman, a pass rusher who was once good, maybe he's finally healthy, he's now bargain basement, sure. but I think he's done. I don't think he has anything left.
Yeah, I think the Bills are making a lot of moves. It's not. I understand the $4 million, but they've shown this offseason they're not afraid to spend money. So if they thought that he was going to be worthy of some sort of investment, I don't think they would have done this. I agree with Andy. I think he's done.
Couldn't you just say, if you're Buffalo, I have Mark Anderson now, and I have Mario Williams as a sub-rusher, and you tell me if he can play at all, I can even limit his reps and have him in a rotation with Mark Anderson or whatever and just get the best 20 reps a game out of him that I possibly can? I think they would love that.
And I don't know how valid they are, but we've had some reports during the course of the spring and into here in the training camp that Merriman has sort of been kind of a changed guy, much more team-oriented, and you know, very much on board to what the Bills are trying to do. So if those were at all accurate, they really must just think that he can't contribute at all, because he seems like he's on board with the team concept, and as a sub-rusher, like Andy said, you would think that he would be able to provide something.
That's two no's on Sean Merriman.
Yeah, it's two no's on Sean Merriman.
Two no's
Although
on Sean
the Patriots do have two open roster spots.
They have a track record of that kind of a signing, where they take someone's old first-round pick and they bring him in with no money at stake. And, you know, you think Bobby Carpenter and guys like that. I mean, was Bobby Carpenter any more or less done than Sean Merriman?
Well, he never was.
No, but...
I mean, that's the difference. Bobby Carpenter, you knew what you were getting. You were getting a special teamer, backup caliber linebacker. With Sean Merriman, are you getting the guy who had 39 sacks in 3 years or who has six sacks in 4 years?
But you know that's the guy you're getting. And anything more than you get than the six sacks in four years
is
great.
I have no use for the guy, six sacks in 4 years. But he's just a name.
No, I agree with you that I don't want him. But I'm saying the Patriots have a track record. I mean, you can't tell me Bobby Carpenter was any more than a special teamer when they signed him.
No.
That's where they signed.
And that's what he's going to be.
So
are we arguing?
I'm agreeing with you that I wouldn't, but I'm saying this is the kind of guy the Patriots have taken a shot at.
So basically, there's two no's on Merriman, but there's a possibility they could sign.
I think we agree and are both saying no.
I'm saying I wouldn't. I'm not saying what the Patriots would do.
But the Patriots
saying
have
I would
done
have
some,
no interest.
Some off-the-board
signings. I think
signings
this is the kind of signing the Patriots make. Someone else
and he's comparing him to Bobby Carpenter.
Someone else's first rounder where they don't have to make the financial investment. Jonathan Sullivan, Bobby Carpenter. You know, some of them.
Sullivan was a trade.
Some of them don't work.
See, I'm gonna really set him off.
Paul Perillo, Andy Hart here on the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social patriots.com.
He did get traded for
Adam Jones alongside here riding shotgun with these two. You can get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. No agent.
Oh, we got an
and you can
quick
also,
one.
Also tweet at us using the hashtag PPGS, which is what Andy's about to relay here.
How do you specifically want me to interject when we start to get tweets?
Go away. That was good.
Not like that.
Just go with it.
And we have one. PPGS, Eric Scalavino, our own PFW Eric. Running back Stephen Ridley, right knee, is on the field warming up, which is interesting because he...
I didn't think he'd
Thursday,
play tonight.
I don't think he will. I just think he's out there warming up. But he missed... Was that Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday he got hurt. Friday
he
missed
was not
practice.
Out there. He had that hat curled up like
Correct.
The guy in the old Michael Jordan commercials, Spike Lee, whatever
Mars
character.
Mars Blackman.
Yeah. And then another one, which I actually found interesting... I forgot the it's got to scroll down here on the tweet deck. I like this one. This is Ryan L. Ellis says, tonight's game is for fans interested in 20 to 53 on the roster. No pink hats allowed. And I think that's true. I mean, this is a game where people are going to win and lose jobs and spots potentially, and I think that's intriguing.
All right, so we know starters like Tom Brady,
Patriot fans,
and headlining guys like Tom Brady will not be playing in this game tonight. So what are you looking for, 20 through 53? We'll ask that question to Paul Perillo and Andy Hart when we come back. Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Snap to Canfield, back to throw, looks, fires down the field, and he's intercepted at the 10-yard line. Intercepted by the Patriots at their own 10-yard line. Let's see who has the interception. It is Patrick Chung.
Interception by Patrick Chung there in the Patriots preseason opener. Call courtesy of the Patriots Radio Network. We'll see if Patrick Chung, one of the Patriots, will suit up quite a bit in this game tonight. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. Adam Jones alongside Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. We are live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, taking you up to Patriots and Eagles. Kickoff 8 o'clock Eastern time here at Gillette Stadium. You can get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Or Andy, you can tweet at us using the hashtag PPGS.
Indeed. And I have a couple, and I want to inflate your ego. Last week we kind of took some shots at you via Twitter,
yeah,
and fans chiming in.
It's all fair.
Well, this week, at magnitude_10.
Sounds like a reputable tweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Says, loving Adam Jones on the PPGS. Will this be a regular season feature? Yes. He is here until he quits. So as long as he can deal with myself and Paul, he will be here. Right,
yeah,
Paul?
He'll miss one game. Correct?
Oh, yeah. Just the opener.
Right. Yeah,
just
the opener. The only one I'm missing is the opener. That's all. Everything else,
he, like
everything
Matt
else
Hasselbeck,
I'll be here for.
Will not be at the opener.
We can get to
Matt
that
Hasselbeck
news.
Will be there.
He'll
right?
be there. He just won't play. We can get to
that
news a little later on.
But I have one more.
Yeah,
and this
like that week.
Rolls into your tease, which was very well done going into the break.
No.
This is from Hillbilly at Hillbilly 1996 says.
Also reputable.
Hey, guys. Message from over in the UK. Give me one good reason to stay up and watch the game tonight. And obviously it won't be Tom Brady or Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, Rod Mayo, Vince Wilfork. I am going to go with the same as we went with last week, I think. The two young first-round picks on defense. Why not? Let's see if Chandler Jones is legit. Let's see if Chandler Jones can follow it up. Let's see if Chandler Jones can, I don't know, maybe get a sack this week after all the love he got last week and the busts that were being how do they make those busts? Do they melt them or pour them? Whatever.
Bronze.
Let's see if he can actually get to the quarterback this week. I mean, there's going to be plenty of guys on the field to look forward to watching. I mean, some of the receivers. Well, how about the veteran receivers? They're not all going to sit out.
Well, and I was going to say,
probably not.
I mean, part of the other side of this too is the Eagles are playing their guys.
Right.
So people who show up, if they're secondary players for New England, or, you know, even guys who play a lot, but aren't those frontline guys like a Brady or a Lloyd or a Gronk or something like that, at least you know they're going against legit players on the other side. You can evaluate what you're seeing, or at least
and
you should be able to.
Without their guy. I mean, if you say, okay, Chandler Jones does a good job, or Kyle Love does, well, imagine how much better he'd be if Vince Wilfork were
right
on the field next to him, and the offensive line had to worry about Vince Wilfork, too, or Jerod Mayo was there, too, instead of Bobby Carpenter. It'd be that much better. And so, yeah, there's plenty to look forward to, I think, if you're a Patriots fan. You just won't see some of the stars.
And I think most of that is on defense. And
so unless you have a pink hat, stay up.
And it's defense in general, too, because I think, like we talked about, there's not a lot of these frontline defensive players that are in a level with Wilfork and Mayo.
Right.
That aren't going to play, that just, you know, flat out won't play. You mentioned Chandler Jones. Hightower will be out there. You mentioned Patrick Chung at the coming back out of the break. I think Patrick will play, and I think Steve Gregor will be next to him. You'll see Tavon Wilson. These are guys.
You think Wilson plays? That's what I was.
Injured. Wilson's been injured, so he's in a different category. He missed some time late in the week. But the other guys, my point being, none of these defensive players are established to the level where they're going to get the day off, like the veteran established frontline player day off. It's not going to happen. They're going to have to play.
McCourty might have if he had had a good follow-up second season,
because
he was on the way to being that. But now he's out there probably covering, and I'm interested to hear Spadaro.
Covering guys like Macklin and
Well, that's
and
what
Jackson.
I was going to say. I want to know exactly what the health status everybody coming out of Philly is, what kind of matchups we can look forward to, because the Eagles have some athletes, some very impressive athletes who
gave the Patriots problems
you.
Last year, by the way.
Well, who didn't?
But I'm talking about those particular receivers deep on them.
Everybody got deep on them, and now you're talking about, they've been making some plays in practice. They've been picking off Tom Brady. Well,
so that's what
can
I would
they do
focus
it tonight
on.
Against some legit athletes?
You know, what are you going to stay up to watch, in the UK? I'm going to stay up to watch this young defense and see if it can build off of what I thought was a pretty encouraging performance against New Orleans.
So, Matt LePan, go back with that poll question here for a second. We have our breakout performer tonight.
Yes, sir.
And what are the options again?
For the senile host of the show.
You caught him off guard. Brandon Bolden, Jake Beckett,
Francis,
Justin
Urban,
Francis,
Beckett, Ebner. And right now we still have a tie between Beckett and Ebner, but they're up at 44%. And poor Justin Francis is getting no love.
And this is a guy everybody was all over last weekend.
Well, and they should be, because he's going to be on the team. Mm-hmm. So you might want to actually watch him, because he is a lock to make the 53-man roster, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know, but I was really outrageous by saying, are there any other Patriots fans that aren't pink hats? I know, that was an outrageous comment.
But those
I don't like to make fun of our listeners, Paul. They are taking part in the social. They're on Facebook voting. I like to ask them
to
take part.
You know, just to touch on that, obviously I was being sarcastic. You really think Justin Francis is a lock to make the roster?
A 100% stone cold Steve Austin.
I think
unless he gets hurt.
They sign Sean Merriman or something.
But I'm not going to.
Well, yeah, I mean, if something if conditions on the ground changed, okay.
Right, and that's the same thing with Jeff Demp says changed conditions to me with some of those things that we thought in terms of the receivers and tight ends and all that. Too.
Potentially, sure.
Potentially, yeah.
But Andre Carr.
But I don't think Justin Francis is a lock. I think he will make the team. I don't think he's a lock.
But going back to that question that we had a few moments ago. All right, so guys 25 through 53, if you know that these frontline players, the Bradys, the Lloyds, the Gronks of the world, Wilfork, you know those guys aren't playing, who has an opportunity to help themselves the most tonight?
Opportunity to help themselves the most. It's a weird dynamic because I think the guy is a lock to make the roster, but I think Ebner is intriguing. I have been stunned with how comfortable he's looked in the secondary at practice in essentially second team reps. He's getting a lot of reps out there, and I'm not just talking about the interceptions, just he doesn't seem to be, what am I supposed to do on this? And the guy didn't play defense at Ohio State.
He was getting those reps before Wilson went down, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's been in the mix for over a week now, in the mix to get decent reps. I expected him to be a total, all right, he'll cover some kicks, which he's doing, obviously, and that'll be his bread and butter. But it's kind of like, Bill said with Nick McDonald, well, if he can really play all five spots for us, that'll be really valuable to this football team. Well, if Nate Ebner can really actually play emergency defense, if he's better than well, I think he already is better than Matthew Slater, who started three games at safety last year. If he's better than James Ahedebo, maybe athletically, that'll really help this football team.
And he plays on four special teams
right.
units. Yeah,
I think that really helps you.
I agree with Andy, but I think Ebner's a guy. He's going to play on all those special teams. I think he's, you know, they built a guy, you know, that plays on all four of these special teams, and it looks like Nate Ebner.
Right.
I mean, this is
but
the
I'm
kind
saying,
of athleticism.
If he shows tonight, well, you know what? When Macklin went over the middle, he was right where he was supposed to be. I'm not saying you want him as your starting safety,
no.
but he can play. Wow, we just found a guy who can legitimately help us out on defense. We might not have to use Slater and Edelman and all these
guys. There's a lot of
guys
like that. You know, a kid who's sort of had an up-and-down camp. He's been up on offense and down in special teams, Jeremy Ebert. You know, he's caught everything as a receiver, showing really nice technique in terms of his route running and ability to get open, but he's been used as a return man and is really struggling catching the football and securing the ball. So I think a guy like that could get out there tonight and be like Edelman, Andy. Remember, how, you know, Edelman, we all of a sudden say, hey, he's special. You know, he was struggling like crazy trying to field punts during his rookie year at training camp, couldn't catch the ball, and then he took one to the house against, by the way, the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know if he was as bad as Ebert's been for the last
last as long as
Ebert
Ebert's
couldn't
thing.
Judge a ball
but
out
I'll
of
tell
the
you this,
machine yesterday.
Edelman didn't look anywhere near as good as a wide receiver as Ebert has looked in this
Oh,
game.
I would agree with that.
As a rookie.
Yeah, no.
As a rookie,
Ebert's
I'm not
far
saying
better,
now.
Well, I think it's competitive now, personally.
Well, it might be. It might be.
But, yeah, Edelman quickly got on the return bandwagon, whereas Ebert can't.
And then there's some guys like Marcus Forston?
Wow,
look at this guy. Jeremiah Warren, you know.
While he's not listening to our show, apparently he's reading
the swallowing media guides. But those are the kinds of guys that
you
I
learn
think
more
can,
from the show.
They can really help themselves. They can get a chance to get some reps against quality players.
In progress.
That hurts.
Yeah. No,
we're
I got
highly
that.
Rated. You
I
check
got,
out those iTunes ratings. Sometimes we're up there with like Dan Patrick and those peeps.
I got it written down. So you're saying it's above ESPN Boston Radio is what you're saying.
Well, since
the former ESPN Boston Radio. And it's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Since we're still alive and walking and you're in a coffin 6 feet under.
You're on Patriots.com live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Let's get back to the phones here. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. John's in Los Angeles. You're next up here on the Patriots pregame social. Hey, John.
Johnny.
Johnny, what happened last week?
Whoa, what do you mean, bud?
Did you call in?
Oh, no. I had to work.
That's no excuse.
And for a second there, I had an adrenaline rush. I thought you called in, and I forgot. I didn't remember hearing from you last week.
We're like family here.
I know. Believe me, I know.
I was going to feel really, really bad.
I almost called from work, and I'm, you know, this week, because it's on TV out here, I switched my schedule so I can watch the game on ESPN tonight, and so definitely wanted to give you guys a call.
Okay, well, Johnny's no pink hat.
No, he's not a pink hat, but he'll still probably be disappointed that he's not going to see, you know, Brady,
anybody.
Gronk, Hernandez, Mayo, Wilfork.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm such a psychotic Patriots fan. I know the team 1 to 90 or 1 to 89, and I'm just...
88.
Thank you. Kyle Hicks. I forgot about you. I'll watch them all. I don't care. I got reason to watch all these guys. And
do you want to write something up after the game?
So Paul can just go home?
I was going to say, or do you want to call the post-game show? You know, I can't imagine there's going to be too many Patriots fans sticking up for that thing tonight. I could be wrong.
No, I'm not going to call the post-game show, but good luck with that.
I'm amped about that news, let me tell you.
So what will you be watching? What are you excited about?
Well, you know, as much as I love to talk to you about football right now, I mean, one thing I really wanted to let you guys know is that it takes 2 hours to drive from Los Angeles to San Diego.
Which is what I said. But...
It takes 2 hours. I've lived in San Diego for 9 years, now in L.A. for 6. It takes 2 hours. Let's end it and never talk about it again.
You got it. You are the final say. We will never speak of it again.
I'm actually just interested to watch the defense tonight to see how whoever we put out on the field plays against the Eagles' number ones, especially in the first half, and really, you know, trying to find some more to root for from our defense this year than there was last year. So that'll be enough to get me through the game.
And I have a question going off that. And thanks for the phone call, Johnny, on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398.
Did you just drop Johnny?
I put him on hold.
Okay.
We can bring him back.
No, if you want to drop him, you're the host. I'm just saying.
We can bring Johnny back.
That's why he's not calling the postgame show. He doesn't like you. Drop him.
But I guess my question is, especially going against a mobile quarterback, you know, like Michael Vick, and knowing now with the news of the Titans that you'll likely be going against a mobile quarterback in week one, is there anything you can glean or learn from that going against Vick tonight?
I don't think scheme or anything like that. It's just the guys. Defense,
reps,
you know,
practice.
Chandler Jones. Oh, Brady doesn't move like that when I chase him in practice. Oh, this guy can move a little bit. And, you know, Locker isn't at the Michael Vick level, but he's an athletic guy. So, yeah, I think individually, I did it again. Individually, the athletes on the field getting their reps, it's something they don't see. Because even though Hoyer runs every once in a while in practice, it's not the same as those two guys. Those two guys are world-class athletes when you talk about Vick. Can you stop laughing? I thought we were supposed to be professionals here, and we don't acknowledge each other's mistakes.
Well, that's kind of hard when you're whacking the microphone all over the studio.
But yes, you can learn something as an individual athlete.
And I would also say that not all
Paul's
mobile quarterbacks are built the same. I don't think Vic and Locker are all that similar, even though they are both obviously mobile. I think that you would have to go in with a specific kind of a game plan for a guy like Vic. Whereas I'm not sure. I think Locker wants to drop back and throw the football and run out of necessity rather than design. Whereas I think you might see Vic, you know, probably less so now than earlier in his career. But Vic, I think, is a guy that looks to make plays with his feet as well as his arm. But it can't hurt. And Andy's point is right about a guy like Chandler Jones, who, you know, we saw Drew Brees last week, and he's seen Tom Brady every day in camp. Well, this is a totally different kind of guy that he's going to see tonight, and we'll see a totally different kind of guy for that regular season.
Plus,
opener.
In terms of, you know, the way they're taught to rush, you get to Tom Brady any way you can because he's not going to outrun you. You're the better athlete on that play.
You can kind of
Michael
slam
Vick,
in off the angle.
If you get him to run, he's the better athlete. You got to keep him in the pocket. You want to rush him from the outside, and so it's a different course of action, I think, against these guys.
And that's where Andy's game plan stuff is. You know, that's a specific part of the plan against a guy like Vic. Is
right.
To make sure you're getting upfield, but you're not losing contain. And that's Belichick is as good as anybody at keeping quarterbacks in the pocket in that style.
Is there anything else you're looking for here tonight, Johnny?
Johnny's gone.
Oh, I'm still on?
Oh, you're on. Hey, Johnny,
you're back.
Because we'll get rid of the host if you don't like him. If he cut you off too quick, we can
get
rid of him.
I'm telling you, we're never getting rid of the host.
I listened to a lot of his post-game, maybe every one of them last year, and no, definitely do not get rid of the host. I just didn't know if I was still on or not. I've been playing with my dog, so...
you mean a real dog, right? That's not one of those euphemisms, is it?
I have two German Shepherds.
It's always on his mind.
Because that would be weird.
No, I've been playing with my German Shepherds,
okay.
and you know, I will call you guys next week, and thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
Johnny.
Get
in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline. Like Johnny, 508-298-0398. Promise I won't drop you. You can also email us, webradio.
No. There's some
patriots.com. Yeah, well, just.
There's plenty of people. I'll tell you. I'll give you the get this
guy. I was going to say,
we
need a sign. We need to work on a sign or something like that.
When I give the throat gesture that's banned in the NFL, that means get rid of the guy.
You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Olivier writes in. Guys, I'm going to miss the game tonight. I'm on a flight. But I wanted to get your opinion on the offensive line. Are we kidding ourselves by outsourcing our fears to Dante's ability to fix the problem, or is it time to sign a veteran at left tackle or elsewhere on the O-line?
Well, I am starting to get mildly concerned. I'm not ready to say I'm concerned.
Now, this is a change
yes.
from before our last broadcast.
I think Solder's going to be
after
fine.
What we saw
yeah.
in game one. And now since then.
In practice.
Two guys have come back. Mankins and Vollmer have come back.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant to the problem. The problem is going to be Nate Solder against athletes on the other side of the ball.
Okay.
Is he ready to win those matchups? Because this whole theory that Mankins is going to do the job for him, no. There's going to be times when he's just going to be on the edge. Now, a tight end can help him out, but now you're talking about sort of changing and having to do that more and blah, blah, blah. But I'm not ready to go all in concerned, but I think there's going to be a growing period here with Nate Solder. I think he's going to be very good. I think he has the athleticism. I think he's going to get stronger. I think he's going to be a very good NFL left tackle. The question is he going to be a very good NFL left tackle for the opener or for week two, week three, week four? How long is it going to take before he's comfortable out there and he's performing at the level you'd expect him to or close to the level that Matt Light performed last year?
I mean, do you view this offensive line the same way, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Or at least Solder.
I am not thrilled with the way Solder has started off here in his ascension to this left tackle spot for Matt Light, but I'm not overly concerned either, because I do think the guy has a lot of ability, and he struggled. He had a bad game last week, and he hasn't had a great camp in general, but yeah, I mean, I'm still, maybe I'm being a little bit stubborn here, which is certainly not anything out of the ordinary for me, but I'm just not all that concerned about the offensive line yet. Now, Solder, Andy used the term about something else a little while ago about, conditions can change. If Nate Solder is a problem at left tackle, that would change my course of thinking in terms of the offensive line. He is one of the things that I'm sort of penciling in as a given. It's Mankins' knee and Vollmer's back and Brian Waters' desire. Those are things that are sort of out there that I don't know about. Solder, I thought, was a thing we do know about, and I'm still willing to think that he's something that we do know about. He's off to a tough start here. You get, like Andy said, though, you get 5-6 weeks into the season. If that's still a problem, then they're going to have to look for answers, because I'm not sure they have anybody that I would feel comfortable playing left tackle.
That's what I was just going to ask. Is it Vollmer or is it something outside the organization?
I think it would be Vollmer, but I'm not convinced that he would be a whole lot better at left tackle.
I don't know if this is like Sky is Falling or Chicken Little, but to me, it's not too much to say that the offense hinges on Nate Solder. I mean, he has to be able to give Brady time. We said, okay, in the practices against the Saints, Brady didn't look good, but the pressure seemed to get to him. Well, a lot of that was Nate Solder struggling with Will Smith. And then in the game, Nate Solder struggled and the pressure got to Brady, and that's why. Well, sooner or later, now you're ruining the offense. If Brady doesn't have time to throw, if Brady's not comfortable back there, and I don't know, what veteran they could go out and get. A lot of, you see teams sign guys that become tackles. A veteran tackle, Matt Light. We'll go find him. Maybe he doesn't want to do ESPN anymore.
And there were some guys available, but it doesn't seem like they're options now. Like Vernon Carey, I saw the Jets were interested in.
That's the other thing. You're also not the only team looking for a tackle if you need one.
And then he, evidently he just doesn't want to play football. I was reading Greg Bedard's notes over the weekend on Sunday. He just doesn't love football. He's kind of off the board, and he's sort of retired. I guess he's coaching football now in the Miami area. Who's the guy from San Diego? His name is escaping me. He was pretty good.
Marcus McNeil.
Another guy who retired, has some physical problems. So, who knows, if there's going to be a viable veteran out there that is any better than what you have.
In the Greg Bedard notes, did it say how much guys are playing tonight? Did it say that in there or no?
Not in the notes. That's when Andy says sometimes we talk about things off the air? That would be one of them.
Paul hates Bedard.
That's utterly untrue.
You can give
utterly
us a call.
Untrue. Friend of the show, big fan.
You can give us a call. He's taking hotline.
But no, 508. He did not say anything about playing time in his Sunday notes.
508-298-0398. Your emails go to
webradio. Today.
At patriots.com. That's where Brooklyn Matt writes in. Paul, the second Demp signed with the Pats, the first thought into my head was, I guarantee Andy has never heard of Ronaldo Nehemiah, and that Paul definitely has. Now, I didn't say this on the air, but I'd never heard of Ronaldo Nehemiah either.
Thanks.
Thanks for confirming my suspicion.
You don't pass yourself off as a football expert.
Yeah. Thanks for confirming my suspicion, he writes in.
I don't really either.
Yes, you do.
Well, in the last 20 years or so. But
we also have some over-unders here from Mark from Cheddar.
Oh, Mark is the
love,
best.
Love Mark.
Writing into
love
web radio Mark. At patriots.com.
He's the cheese.
An over-under on this game for the three of you. Hoyer interceptions. You want me to go through them one by one, or you want me to tick them all off, and then we'll work our way?
I don't know. Why would Hoyer have receptions?
Hoyer interceptions. Excuse me. 1.5.
This guy.
Under.
Under.
Who?
1.5 interceptions, Hoyer.
Under.
Under 1.5, right? You're both under. Mallet interceptions, 1.5.
Over.
Under.
I didn't even need the number.
Under on each of them. Mallet, massive incompletions.
Actually, I need to rethink that, because it's weird. His interception last week was not on one of his poorly thrown balls. It was a batted ball. He throws it so poorly at times that the guy doesn't even have a chance to intercept
it. The one he airmailed on that last drive.
He misses guys by 5 to 7 yards sometimes.
So that's our next one.
But I'll take the over.
Mallet, massive incompletions. And I guess that's a somewhat...
Over. I'll take the over on that. That's
four,
a lock.
4.5.
Over. Lock.
What was that one again? I was watching some kid from California walk off home.
How are we going to get listeners to care about the show if one of the co-hosts does not?
Well, it's two.
That's it. Get out.
I had to reread you the Hoyer interceptions. I got to reread him.
I just don't listen.
The massive incompletions. It's 4.5 massive, whatever that means, incompletions for a
season. Oh, I saw what it was. So I saw what it was on the field last week.
So now I did actually hear it the first time and really didn't understand it any more than I did the second time. I don't know. What are we trying to say.
You know the passes he threw about eight times last week that were nowhere near the receivers?
Not an
who
incompletion.
Didn't break stride?
Like an awful
throw. So how
throw.
Many of those awful?
4.5.
Well, I'll say under then.
Under that. Okay.
Paul suddenly likes Mal.
Yeah,
I don't think he had that. I don't think he had more than 4.5 of those last week.
He's
I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback play worse than he played last week.
A little higher on Mallett. A little higher on Mallett
to my
left.
He fell in love with him. The guy has like a half a decent practice, and Paul's like, ooh, I love Mallett. Ooh, he's heir apparent.
I wouldn't even classify a practice that he's had as half decent.
Oh, I thought he was half.
I think he's shown some individual throws here and there where you say, oh, I see what Bill sees. But I wouldn't even classify it all as one whole practice.
No, half.
Half decent. That's a little
but
bit of a stretch.
But the problem for him is when he's half decent, the other half is crap.
Yeah, I just didn't, you know, that's five, like, horrifically bad throws. I don't think he had five horrifically bad throws last week.
How many incompletions did he have?
I'll have to pull that one up. Team sacks by the Patriots, 1.5.
Over.
Vic gets sacked a lot.
Right.
All right. Patriots points, 9.5.
Over.
Sure, over, 10.
Defensive turnovers, 1.5.
Under.
Over. They're going to be flying to the ball. They're going to be knocking balls out.
And the best one, and the one that might deserve a drum roll, gallons of Diet Pepsi drank by Paul.
Over.
2. Over. I don't know why we didn't get a 0.5 there, but
come on,
2.
Gallons,
although, Mark, you know, gallons. It really needs to be done in liters.
Come on.
For some reason, it's the only American drink or anything that comes in liters, the metric system.
I'm sorry. Everyone's saying under on that one? 2 gallons?
I'll go under 2.
I'll go under. But 2 liters, I'll go over. If you have liters
under.
There, I'll go over.
I'll go under
right.
2 liters.
Oh, and an overnight? You're going to have 2 upstairs at like 3 a.m.
No, I only have 1 can in my refrigerator.
Well, you'll steal some out of the press box then and bring them up there.
Right.
Kevin O'Connell style.
Gatorade. I mean, you're not putting a big dent in that Gatorade. So that's going to fill them up a little bit before those
see
gallons
the difference?
Of Diet Pepsi.
I mean, if that were Diet Pepsi, he would have
pounded
3 of those
by now. I drank my Gatorade
in
like 2 seconds. It's already in the barrel.
Oh, that's LePan.
That's
oh, excuse me. Speaking of Matt LePan, we got another poll question up, as I understand it, Matt.
Yes, sir. We have who should get a majority of the carries tonight between Danny Woodhead, Shane Vereen, and Brandon Bolden. Was going to put Ridley in there, but
yeah, I actually advised to take Ridley out of the poll.
He has
when
game
that
socks on,
because
according to Eric.
Yeah, I know.
Weird. I'd like him to wear pants as well.
I thought that Ridley would be a no chance tonight.
I don't think he is.
Vereen running away with this one at 67%. Bolden's at 29%. Woodhead's at 5%. And a lot of talk about people saying they don't want Woodhead around now that Demps is here.
I am okay with that kind of talk. If Demps can play on offense at all, and I don't know what his options will be in terms of blitz pickup, pass protection, the scheme, I don't know how ready he's going to be. Now, he played under Charlie Weiss last year, right? So there's probably some carryover, some similarities, I don't know. But if he is up to speed, I don't think it would be out of the question to just say, Danny Woodhead, thanks for a couple of years.
Cut one tiny running back
right.
who plays on special teams for another? Yeah,
right.
I don't think that's ridiculous
and either. The other is a better kick returner, if that's true. Now, I don't know that that's true. We need to see something from Demps here that he's in football shape. That
make
he's
sure he's
big
not
enough.
A Ronaldo Nehemiah, obviously.
Right. Or, you know, 132 pounds right now and go, you need to eat. But if he is legitimately in football shape, if he's in Florida shape, then I think that's a consideration to say, well, do we still need Woodhead?
I don't think there's much of a chance, excuse me, that he's in football shape right now.
I don't either.
Because there's such a drastic change from your lifting program for running to football.
And it's not
granted,
even, people say like, it's just Olympics, but, but, I mean, you're talking about since when Florida entered in January, whenever their last game was, or was it in January or December?
December.
Somewhere around there. And then he was full goal to the Olympics, and he made the Olympics and blah, blah, blah. But, okay, so there's that noise again. Maybe this is
you
a question.
You got the buzz into your phone there?
You got me? You're the one with the phone out over there.
Your phone's
yeah,
right
that is
there.
A phone, though.
It's yours, and it happened last time, and you touched it, and it stopped. But for next year, I certainly think that he could be a bye-bye Danny Woodhead kind of thing. But I just think it's too quick this year to say, okay, he's now in football shape, and he learned the offense, and we're going to learn all this in the next 10 days.
So we're talking numbers here at running back. And 4 seems like the optimum number, maybe 5, depending on whether
now,
or not Woodhead.
Is this just running back or is this fullback too?
Well, this is the whole running back fullback component.
Okay, the backfield.
But what does Daniel Fells being activated from PUP mean for how many receivers are kept? Because I know at least Andy, you felt pretty strongly they'd keep 7 wide receivers.
Yeah, and I still think that, assuming they're healthy. Now Gaffney hurt his quad last week. I don't know how major that is. I mean, he was out there walking around on the practice field, so I'm guessing it's not like torn like Steven Gostkowski. But I still think it's seven. I still think it's three at tight end, because the only way I thought they wouldn't have three is if Fells started the year on PUP and then became an option after 6 weeks. I think they're going to keep Fells. And my guess is now you're going to keep 4 to 5 running backs with Demps in that mix. And I still think they'd like to keep Spencer Larson if he's at all possible that they can keep him.
What do you think of Shanko and the $400,000 they supposedly guaranteed it?
I think they'll eat it. Or he goes on IR. Or, I don't have no idea. Well, I guess kind of eating it that way too. But I don't think he's going to. I don't think they're keeping four tight ends.
Don't see any need to keep four tight ends.
Right, like Fells getting activated should be the death knell for him, no?
Right, and I certainly now I get into. I just don't see how you can keep seven receivers, four tight ends when the guy you're forcing yourself to keep is a pass catcher. Shanko is a pass catcher. You're not keeping him as we need him in our two tight end sets. We need him for X, Y, and Z. He's a pass catcher, and he's probably a backup to Hernandez. So I don't see a way you keep 7 and 4. That would be the way I see a receiver probably getting cut.
We'll take your roster thoughts here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You can also tweet at us using the hashtag PPGS. You know the view from New England? We'll get the view from Philadelphia. We'll welcome in a few members of Eagles.com next here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on Patriots.com.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 odd megabits per second available.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Have a hot take on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Adam, Paul, and Andy broadcasting live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. We're live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. As I said earlier, we're going to try something a little different here. We've been talking from the Patriots perspective quite a bit leading up to Patriots and Eagles here, 8 o'clock Eastern time at Gillette Stadium. Want to welcome in three members of Eagles.com here to the program. Dave Spadaro joining us in studio and also joining us here on the phones, Adam Kaplan and Chris McPherson. Guys, thanks for joining us here on the social.
It's great to be here, and it's strange not to be with those gentlemen, but it's nice to be with my Patriots friends tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have everybody with us, Adam, Chris?
No, yeah. We're all here.
Oh,
look at that.
It's a party.
Kevin, stunner. Well done. You actually pulled this off. Stunning.
All right, let's get right into it then. What do you make of tonight's game and the fact that Andy Reid has clearly chosen play everybody and Bill Belichick has decided the opposite? What is the thinking behind Reid doing this in a similar schedule that the Patriots
have? Yeah, the difference is this, that the Eagles on Friday night play the Cleveland Browns and then on September 9th open the season against the Cleveland Browns. So from the Philadelphia perspective, this is the game to kind of dress rehearse for the regular season, not right. to show Cleveland anything. So as disappointed as some fans will be tonight that Tom Brady's not playing and so forth. Friday night, Michael Vick, I'd be shocked if he plays. LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson, that whole crew. So tonight is the night for the Philadelphia Eagles to run it out and have a good performance and build some kind of, momentum, optimism among fans, just a little good feelings after a tough first outing against Pittsburgh.
What is the health situation for, and you mentioned some of the names, but specifically some of the offensive weapons, Jackson, Macklin, LeSean McCoy, are these guys ready to go? And
yeah, the only four players who won't play are Mike Kafka, backup quarterback.
Okay.
Riley Cooper, backup wide receiver. Jason Babin, defensive end with a calf injury. Casey Matthews with a sprained ankle.
And that's the kind of injury information you Patriots fans are used to getting from Andy and I, because we definitely have that kind of detailed information. And we tell you exactly who's going to play before every game and why they're not going to play.
Well, unknown is really an injury, right? When I write Tracy White every day on the blog, parentheses, unknown.
Sure. Haven't seen him since the second day of camp.
The Patriots are the only other team as secretive, or perhaps more secretive than the Philadelphia Eagles with injury reports.
Yes, unknown is a famous injury around here. Or just lower body or leg.
So that's, but that, you know, gives a lot of opportunity to what we were talking about the first part of the show. A lot of the Patriots guys that are going to play on defense are going to be regulars. It's, you know, Will Fork won't play, Gerard Mayo won't play, but I would imagine you're going to see guys like Kyle Love and Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower and probably Patrick Chung and Devin McCourty. These are going to be good weapons for them to go against, you know, in a game setting. The Eagles offense, you know, with Michael Vick obviously at the controls, how has it looked during the summer? And
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not really about who's on the field. It's just a matter of the Eagles doing something in a timely fashion, putting some drives together. They played six snaps against the Steelers, the offense, and they didn't do anything. No first downs. Michael took a sack on the third down conversion, hurt his hand in the second drive. Just the offensive line didn't play well. They haven't really looked that great in the entire training camp period. So tonight it's an opportunity for the Eagles to get some timing down. They've got an issue at left tackle. They lost Jason Peters with a torn Achilles tendon, Pro Bowl player. They went outside Demetrius Bell, formerly of the Bills. He's now a second teamer, hasn't taken the job and seized it as his own, and now it's King Dunlap, who's been kind of a career backup here. So they need to get something going offensively and then rest the starters for the rest of the preseason.
Adam, you guys mentioned the injuries earlier. You know, Jerry Macklin missed the preseason opener because of a hamstring injury. You had Brent Celek, who's been sidelined for most of training camp in the preseason opener, with the knee. So really the guys just want to have the entire complement of weapons. Everyone knows about the Eagles and their explosive weapons. They'll get the full complement of the weapons out there on the field tonight and see what they can do with their first and probably only real extended time of the preseason.
How about on the other side of the ball? What are we going to see thrown at specifically Nate Solder, who really struggled in the preseason opener, and people are now wondering, even though he was the 17th overall pick, is he capable of taking those shoes from Matt Light?
Well, you know, I'll speak to it real quick. I mean, from my and Adam, your perspective too, mm-hmm. This defensive line, and I've been around from the days of Reggie White, there's certainly not a Hall of Famer here, but the depth is unbelievable. And they had seven sacks against the Steelers, and they come at you in speed, and they come at you in waves. Trent Cole didn't play the first game. They still had seven sacks. Babin didn't play the first game. I think it's a great defensive line, potentially, and certainly speed off the edge. They get up the field, and they're going to give Solder and everybody on that offensive line a real challenge.
Dave, and you're right. The Eagles have six legitimate defensive ends. Some of those guys won't play tonight. We know Babin obviously is not going to play the rest of the preseason, but we've seen Philip Hunt come on here, play in the CFL. Mm-hmm. We've seen Darryl Tapp, a veteran who they really need, giving them good snaps. We've seen Vinnie Curry. Brandon Graham's back. I mean, you want to talk about just throwing guys out there and no drop-off. The Eagles are very lucky, and you talk about Nate Solder. No more Matt Light. It's all about Nate Solder, Vollmer, and these offensive tackles. What the Eagles have is absolute speed under Jim Washburn. And they play this nine technique where the DNs are way out there. This is something that the Patriots rarely see. This is a good test for them tonight.
Now, are they comfortable doing that? Because I know there was a lot of talk last year. Was that part of the problem? Did they not have the personnel? Were they not comfortable in the scheme? Are they comfortable doing that? And is that going to make it a greater challenge for this Patriots offensive
line? Yeah, well, the player to watch defensively for the Eagles is D'Amico Ryans. They acquired him in a trade from Houston. Did not play well in game one. Actually, and I think this is something that's happening around the league. The veterans just don't want to play in the preseason. He kind of turned his shoulder on a play, and the Eagles' faithful went crazy.
Didn't take long.
But
huh?
and then they used a high draft pick on Michael Kendricks, a strong side linebacker. And so the wide nine has been just dissected in every way imaginable by the media, who really don't quite understand exactly what it means other than the defensive ends get wide, as Adam said, in the nine technique and get on the outside shoulder. Linebackers have to make plays this year. Right. It's just been in Andy Reid's, you know, 13 seasons here, it's just been one linebacking group after another, after another, after another. They hope they found some answers here. They have opportunities to make plays. Tonight's a great chance to make some.
Want to improve the interior of the defense. They started with a first-round pick in Fletcher Cox. They brought in Ryan. And you look at the safety position, the Eagles are really, really, really high on 2010 second-round pick Nate Allen. They think that he can be a playmaking force there in the backfield, and that he'll really improve the back four of the defense.
Let's stick with Adam and Chris here for a second, because I know you guys just have a few minutes left before you get a duck out. How much stock can you put in this game tonight, given the fact that in all likelihood, you're going to see a number of backups from the Patriots.
Yeah, but always remember, guys, it's not about game planning. It's about player evaluation. And the Patriots and Bill Belichick and his staff are going through the same thing, although they're going to be resting a lot of players. Jaquan Jarrett, the Eagles' strong safety, second-round pick last year, struggled in his first game. This is a huge test for him. I don't care if it's Brian Hoyer. I don't care who they put out there. And obviously, Ryan Mallett, this is a huge game for him. He's got to show up here. They're going to throw out these guys. And Jarrett is a guy who's going to be tested. Jarrett's got to show up here. He is not guaranteed a roster spot. So this game is huge for him. Michael Kendricks, who flashed in the first game, needs to be a little bit more consistent. The younger linebackers, Brian Roll needs to bounce back. You mentioned D'Amico Ryans, Dave. D'Amico Ryans is in a new scheme where he's got it's different. When you play the nine technique, everything gets funneled to the middle, plus the leadership, which the younger players are looking for towards Ryans is going to be huge. And I just think it's such a big thing for the lower guys on the roster. Remember, we go from 90 to 75 players next Monday, and then 5 days after that, 53. Every snap is huge for these lower-end guys at the roster. You never really know what's going to happen here. And don't forget, back in 2009, no one thought Brian Hoyer had a chance as an undrafted free agent. Who would have believed that he would have been Tom Brady's number two quarterback in his rookie season?
Okay, so give us a name. We've been talking
just
about tonight.
The same question.
You know, Nate Ebner is a guy that we think could flash tonight as a wow guy. Been making some plays the last week. He's going to get a lot of reps tonight. Maybe he's a guy that somebody says, okay, he can play defense too. He's not just a special teamer. Give us some names on the Eagles side of guys we haven't heard of, maybe undrafted guys, lower draft picks, who you think could flash tonight.
Well, offense, I'll give DeMarcus Johnson a shout out here, a rookie free agent out of Tulsa. He's explosive, not just as a receiver, but in the return game as well. In fact, in the Eagles' six snaps last week against the Steelers, he received the first throw from the first-team offense from quarterback Michael Vick. So all spring long, fans were excited to see him. Now they've had a chance to see him in pads, and he's still been explosive, even though he's not the biggest of guys out there on the field.
All right, we'll let Adam Kaplan and Chris McPherson go. We know you guys got to run. Thanks so much for taking the time here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and Dave Spadaro, you have a few moments stick around.
Yes,
so,
I do.
We just heard a few guys that they mentioned. Who's someone you're watching for tonight?
Well, I'm really fixated on the running back situation. The Eagles have, I think, an excellent situation there. And it's funny, they don't obviously run the ball that much. It's not ground Andy Reid, but LeSean McCoy, a Pro Bowl player last year, will get some snaps. Second-year man Deion Lewis, also a member of the University of Pittsburgh, the alma mater there. And then they in the draft, in the seventh round, took a flyer on this kid, Bryce Brown, who 4 years ago was, the along with Trent Richardson, the top-rated in whatever scouting service.
Went to Tennessee, that kid.
Went to Tennessee, yeah. Running back. Played there for a year. Then went out to Kansas State to be closer to his family, hurt his ankle, sat out a year, hurt his ankle, played one game. He comes in, he's 6 feet tall, 218 pounds, runs a 4.340, and has been sensational. So I'm hoping that the Eagles are able to turn and hand the ball off. And then from an Eagles standpoint, there's always this quarterback of the future. And Nick Foles was a third-round pick out of Arizona, had 10 of 16 completions last week, two touchdown passes, looks really good. In a system that has produced, since Andy Reid's been there, Donovan McNabb, Jeff Garcia, mobile guy, Kevin Cobb before he got called scared, a mobile guy, certainly Michael Vick, a mobile quarterback. Nick Foles is 6'3", 6'4", 200 and whatever, 25 pounds, big, solid, classic drop-back quarterback that is really somebody that Eagles fans are really focused on. So offensively, those are your players.
And who'll be going against a Patriots secondary, regardless of whether it's first group, second group, trying to prove something,
sure.
Trying to prove that they're not as bad as their 31st ranking from a year ago.
And how much will they mix up coverages? And I know that Bill Belichick's got the funky schemes going all the time. Will he throw anything at this kid?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It'll be
yeah.
pretty vanilla. That's what he does in the preseason. It's
right.
More just personnel. He just wants to see, can Sterling Moore play a little safety? Or can Nate Ebner, who, I think he's going to see some run out there as a safety, can he really play defense for us, or is he just a special teamer?
Yeah.
And also, it'd be an opportunity for Chandler Jones, again, to build on what he did last week. And if, as Dave pointed out, the Eagles are having trouble with that left tackle spot with a backup. King, what's his last name?
King Dunlap is
King
the starter.
I love that name.
Demetrius
Bell. Does he have a big spare tire around the middle?
Yes.
He's
got to
get that a lot.
He's 6'9". He's a giant man. And then Demetrius Bell, who played in Buffalo.
Yeah, we're familiar with him.
And, you know, Chandler Jones was a name that was being thrown around by the draft Knicks prior to the Eagles, you know, going in the Fletcher Cox direction. But the Eagles were interested in Chandler Jones. So I'm glad he's doing well here. It seems like, you know, kind of came from nowhere. At least we don't follow Syracuse football.
Right.
And has really opened eyes here.
And he's certainly ahead of, I think, at least where I thought he would be, as a guy who was hurt during his junior year, so he's coming out kind of raw, doesn't have as many games under his belt. I mean, he only had 4.5 sacks. That was his career high at Syracuse. That was last year in a partial season. But, you know, he has certainly opened eyes. Now, for him, it's a test of, okay, I can get after Drew Brees. What do I do when Michael Vick starts to run? Can I counter that athleticism?
Yeah, I don't think Michael wants to run in the preseason. I think he wants to learn to work the pocket a little bit better, and hopefully he won't take hits. I mean, that's the whole thing with him. He's got to stop trying to be the hero. He's got to use a little bit of restraint and live for another play. The Eagles are so inexperienced behind him. And for the first time, I think, in the Andy Reid era, there's not that veteran, you know, surefire, he can come in and run the offense kind of quarterback. Unless they decide to keep Trent Edwards, who at the moment is the fourth quarterback in a three-man rotation. But, you know, when we talk about preseason, it's a shame that I guess Wes Welker won't play tonight.
No.
The Eagles really want to see their nickel cornerback battle. It's Hosealio Hansen against Brandon Boykin. And is there any better inside receiver to match up against than Wes Welker?
No, he will have some opportunities. I would imagine he'll see some Julian Edelman and maybe even a rookie out of Northwestern, Jeremy Ebert, who is sort of in that Welker mold. Probably faster than Welker, maybe not quite
as quick. Probably pure speed faster.
But he's been impressive. So there'll be some tests. And we loved Boykin, if you recall, the kid out of Georgia.
Yep.
Glad to hear that he's.
He had a big kickoff return last week.
I loved his return ability.
He's a much more muscular, strong, physically kid than I thought he would be. I heard on him was that he didn't play big, and he's only 5'8", which is difficult to play big. But he's a smaller guy, so. They want to see him, and he's played well in the preseason.
Well, if he gets a chance to go against Jeff Demps, he'll be big because, you know, 5'8 trumps 5'7". So.
And not to say that you guys aren't busy. You got your radio obligations and the pregame, Andy and Paul. Dave Spadaro, you got the same thing coming up here momentarily.
Oh, he's got 1 minute for that 7:07 radio.
So we'll let him go.
Phone hasn't rung yet.
So hey, we'll let you go.
By the way, you guys, congratulations on Jeff Demps. I'll just tell you, I hope it works a lot better than Jeremy Bloom worked for us.
Yes, that's right.
Jeremy Bloom did not work.
You heard of another sport guy.
Wasn't a sprinter, but really, when we had the downhill in training camp, he killed everybody.
All right. I'm out.
See you, Dave.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Great
thank
setup
you,
here. All right. Have
Dave
a great season.
Spadaro joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Talking to Eagles.com here for a little bit. What do you want to call that?
What do you want to call that?
Crossing.
Now that's who they should have on in the fourth quarter of a preseason game.
I want to take my cap off to Kevin Collins.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I didn't know if we could pull off the. I'm trying to think of a term. Crossing streams.
I don't think we want to go with crossing streams.
Go Rob Gronkowski here and call it crossing streams. Maybe
I didn't think there was even a glimmer of a chance that he would pull that off.
He did.
Hats
first time
off,
ever. Good job, Kevin.
Hats off to Kevin Collins, who's disgusted in there because he can sense the
blind
sarcasm.
Yeah.
The tone.
Crossing streams.
It's a tonality.
We have to come up with another term other than crossing streams.
We did.
Now, the only
streams.
Problem is I don't think we have to do it again because I don't think there's any other teams that have them, are there?
No, I don't think so because I was going to say we should make a bit, you know, crossing streams.
Right, if we could do it every week, other teams would actually step up to the plate like Jeffrey Lurie and Robert Kraft and put together an internet department that has
an online
radio show.
And we would be remiss
show.
If we didn't take our hats off to Robert Kraft each and every show here on the
They're the
Dunkin'
people
Donuts.
That make this happen. They allow us to do our jobs.
Yes.
And by the way, that's the Fred Kirsch of there. He seems to know a lot more than the Fred Kirsch that we have on the Patriots.
How you work that in to get a shot? That would be great. If we could do this.
That was fun, though. Best one of those we've probably
If we
done.
Could do this for a regular season game, that would be an unbelievable home run.
Well, we just have to find another team that has it, and they don't. So,
what'd you think of the Bryce Brown? Pulled that right out?
Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee.
Well, yeah, you might have wanted to say it into the mic. You were sitting 3 feet from the mic.
Was that too far away?
Yes.
No, it didn't register?
No, it did.
At one point, I'm not
like
even sure you were here in the room.
I was not really.
Six guys, you know, I had to kind of.
I wasn't really familiar with him, but I'm intrigued by just what he says. If you tell me there's a running back who's 6 foot something, 200 something, that runs a 4.3 40 and was once in the name, you know, Trent Richardson, we're neck and neck.
Watch the little your boy Turbinator on a replay. Had a good run to start off a game. It's the only play I saw.
Who is it?
Robert Turbin.
The Turbinator.
The Turbinator.
The Turbinator.
Gotcha.
I can, you know, you can talk about random running backs,
that's
but
where
I
you're supposed to lean back in your chair and go,
put them down.
No.
Utah State.
The Turbinator. Yeah, Utah State. Tennessee.
See, we'll all just talk fire
for
Huskies. Huskies beat them.
We'll channel our inner Fred Kirsch. I thought you were a professional.
Let's work our way through a few of these emails here, guys, to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Joey writes in. Guys, what info do you have on the all-time great Deion Branch? Will his tenure go beyond this year? Is he a legit threat to corners and safeties?
I don't know about the latter, but certainly the former. I do not think his career is over in New England. I think he's on this roster. I think if somebody's out, it's one of the two guys they brought in this offseason, and that's either Stallworth or Gaffney. I think Deion Branch, A, is getting so disrespected it's not even funny for the contributions he had last year with 51 catches, 13 yards a catch, big plays. That rapport he has with Brady when they play a team that runs a cover two, and they just go, but behind the corner and in front of the safety. How many times have they done that the last couple of years, Paul, where they just embarrass people, put it in a spot, and it's the old, you know, flag play. The flag on the mailbox is up. He's open.
Yep.
And I just don't understand the lack of confidence that anyone in New England seems to have in Branch. It's like they can't wait to run him out the door.
The specific thing that sort of bothers me, and I don't know why it bothers me. It shouldn't. But it is the Gaffney one. I mean, for some reason, Gaffney, who's been gone the last couple of years,
right, is great.
And not contributed as much as Deion Branch has to the Patriots, is at this level so much higher than Deion Branch. Gaffney's a nice player. I don't have any problem. You know, I'm not saying that he should be cut, but if I have to choose between those two players, I don't even have a tough decision to make. I know what Branch can do with Tom Brady. Gaffney has been less than a complimentary piece with Tom Brady. Branch has been a key element of the offense in two different stretches of time for Tom Brady. That, to me, is a no-brainer. Now, like I said, I don't have any problem with both of them here. I think there's, you know, always they're all over 30, so there's always a chance that you're going to have injuries, and I don't see the need to get rid of any of them. I think you can find a way to keep them all, and now, I think they probably will.
And I've said, I think I said this last week, if you forced me to cut one, it would probably be Stallworth.
Stallworth would be the one I would cut.
He's so, had days where he's been terrible, drops, falling down.
But I don't
down,
really
tripping.
Care so much about drops. As
no,
I
don't
do
either.
Things.
I would care about... He's been a nobody since he left New England. I mean, are we just going to rekindle?
Wasn't it except against New England last year?
Which means nothing.
Right.
That's irrelevant.
Exactly.
Based
everybody
on what everybody else did.
But I just, I don't under, and I know the whole Bill thing where he praised him as a professional, and we all learn things about being a professional every day that we're around him. And that is great. But I think Deion Branch is a pretty good professional. I think this is a pretty good veteran. It's not like you have, you know, these five or six young receivers, and you're looking for somebody to really kind of show them the pitfalls of the NFL, show them how to be a professional. I don't think that's what you have right now, so I think some of that is kind of lost on this team. You have a pretty veteran team.
Yeah, I just brought up that Stallworth thing with the drops, because he had that one practice where he must have had three drops, maybe four drops. I mean, really bad drops. And, you know, we all wrote about it based on that day, but I don't really necessarily look at a day like that for a veteran like Stallworth as having really long-term implications of his, you know, ability to make the team. You know, if a rookie comes in or a lesser-known first-round, you know, like a Britt Davis or Jesse Holly, and they're just dropping passes left and right, that's going
to
affect them because they don't have a track record.
To go on, right.
You know, and I've seen a lot of people say, well, Stallworth's got to go. He dropped all those passes. Well, to me, you know, how is he running? How is he fitting in? Is he picking up the offense? Is he where he's supposed to be? As Andy said, is he doing all the professional things in terms of leadership off the field that Bill Belichick credited him for? I know he can catch the ball. He's done it for 10 years. You know, he's not been a guy who's going to get you 80 catches, but he could be a guy that catches, you know, 30 or 40 passes. I don't see any reason why he couldn't do that.
We'll continue to work our way through your feedback on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You can also tweet at us using the hashtag PPGS, and I'm assuming that's what Andy is laughing at over there.
Yes, a quick one. Icarus1, at Icarus1, tweets in, wow, and they call you guys sunshine.com.
They just call me that.
Did say, you know, like a great defensive line, and you know, he's pretty high on the Eagles.
No Hall of Famers, but one of the greatest defensive lines ever was the word.
So he's right out there, so I don't want to go too over the top.
No, I was gonna add on to that, but as he was sort of rattling off all the names, I'm like, yeah, he's pretty good. Well, Trent Cole.
They could be good.
Fletcher Cox was a highly regarded rookie.
The bottom line with the Eagles is they got to prove they can do it. They got to prove they can be consistently living up to their resume. They have maybe the best playmakers offensively in the game. Because, you know, you look at Macklin, you look at Jackson, and you look at McCoy, I mean, and Michael Vick. I mean, there's four guys that literally, if I'm a defender, I fear. Not so much the scheme or their production, just the athleticism, the fact that they could embarrass me on any given play on a football field. And they just need to prove they can be a consistent offense, a consistent defense, and put it all together as a team and become, you know, the sum of the parts,
dream
put it
team?
All together. Well, I think that ship has sailed, thankfully, yes. Especially since the guy who was on the dream team is now not even going to make the Bills team.
We'll continue to pick our way.
He's the backup, evidently.
Yeah, he still stinks.
We'll continue to pick our way through that feedback. And we head up to the press box next here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on Patriots.com.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down to 65 odd megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel & Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Bring them out, bring them out. Schlock to the far side right for Chase Daniel. Play action fake, fires it over the middle. It is intercepted. Oh, yes, it is. Ball was batted in the air and then intercepted and then nearly dropped by Patriot defensive back Steve Gregory.
One of two picks for the Patriots in their preseason opener last week against the New Orleans Saints. The call, courtesy of the Patriots Radio Network. We'll stick in the secondary here for a moment. Andy, you got some news for us?
Yes, and also courtesy of the Patriots Radio Network, citing Gil Santos on the pregame broadcast, Sports Hub tweeted out that Devin McCourty and Kyle Arrington will not be dressing. And I'm seeing a number across Twitter of 28 guys not dressing for the game for the New England Patriots. So that means 60 guys will dress. You see that quick math?
That was great.
88 minus 28 is 60. Patrick Chung and Deion Branch will be dressing and playing. Because you can't sit everybody. I like to say it that way.
So how much of it is the working relationship between Gregory and Chung trying to get them more reps working with one another?
Sure. Plus, you don't have a ton of safeties on this roster. I mean, I guess you have Will Allen. You have my guy Ebner. Wilson, guessing is among the 28 after being dinged up last week. So you don't have a ton of guys. Guys have to play. You have to be able to field a team here. But yeah, I think that's probably part of it. Those guys challenged a little bit by the athleticism of this offense, challenged a little bit by the fact that the corners they're playing with, well, I guess Rashai Dowling will be one of them, but won't necessarily be the starting corners, put a little pressure on the safeties. Yeah, I think they'll get an interesting test with the athleticism of Mike Vick if he runs, although our boy Dave Spadaro said he's not going to run.
Specialist once again with the first on the field.
Oh, good. Is that from PFW Eric?
No.
I was going to say, we will head up to the press box momentarily here.
Oh, on yeah, one more tweet.
Another tweet coming out of the press box. The Patriots are in their standard home blue jerseys with silver pants.
Who's that
silver
from?
Helmets, Eagles with white jersey, white pants, green helmet combination. That's from Mike Reese.
Okay, we like to give people credit for their tweets.
I was hoping for the Blues.
It's only right.
No, I know, but you skipped over it, so I wanted to make sure you gave his
Chris
name.
Price was the one who pointed out that the specialists were the first on the field.
Mark Cheddar, I'm assuming is Mark and Cheddar, who emailed earlier, now joining us. He's taking advantage of all the various ways to interact.
Smart.
Wants to know how I'm planning on embarrassing PFW Eric on the PPGS this week.
What was it last week again? It was somebody taking punts?
Yeah, Ross Ventrone.
That's what it was.
Oh, we've never seen that before. We saw it the other day in practice.
Oh. So start scheming over there, Andy. You start scheming that up.
It's a fluid situation.
We'll hit the phones in the interim here. Ace
Sometimes
to God
things just pop.
508-298-0398. George is in Pennsylvania, and you're next up here on the Patriots pregame social. Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, George.
Yeah, I was just wondering, this week, do they have a game plan for the personnel that's going to be there to try and actually win this game?
Nope. They're not trying to win this. No, I think they're trying to compete. I think they're trying to put their players in position to compete, but I don't think there's a quote-unquote game plan in place to try to win this football game. They're trying to win one-on-one matchups.
Last week when Julian Edelman ran that ball out, it was like, let's see what we can do with crappy field position.
Oh, that was not intentional. Absolutely not intentional. That was an error by Edelman. But to Andy's point, what they're trying to do, they're not trying to lose the game. They want to win the game.
Hello!
They do. They want to, and Belichick talks about this. He gets really upset when it's broached any other way. They want to win the game, but winning is not the most important thing.
But it is the most important thing to the players that take the field, whoever they may be.
Right, and they're trying to successfully call and run plays and stop the other team's plays with the players that are on the field. Now, they're not extensively game planning, however.
See, when I saw that Edelman play, I figured he was signaled to, bring it out, and we'll see what we can do with it.
No.
No, what I think happened on that play is
he couldn't handle the ball, and then he didn't know if he could come out.
He mishandled it and then thought he couldn't take a knee, and he could have. I don't think he knew the rule.
Right.
Because he actually touched the ball outside of the end zone.
Yeah, no,
I'll be watching tonight to see what the guys do.
And you should, because jobs are going to be won and lost tonight.
Yeah, you'll find out, there'll be some good indications tonight of who those last 20 guys in the roster will end up being.
You know what else you should do, George? Stick around for the Sunlight Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com.
Hey, man, I got work in the morning. I'm sorry.
You're 0-2.
I usually call you on Sunday.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the phone call, George. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. I'm not sure I've spoken with George before.
0-2, by the way, trying to lure people to stick around for the postgame show.
I'm just trying to get it out there. Just get it. Get it in people's psyche, you know?
Dylan Sharp chimes in. Couldn't McCourty use the reps, the practice reps? Yeah, probably.
What do you think, Paul? Practice reps from McCourty?
He was in that group.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was reading some email, some texts. I missed that. I'm trying to...
It'd be nice if he partook in the show.
Is there value in getting extra reps for McCourty specifically?
We haven't really talked about that other than Andy saying the word from Gil Santos in the Sports Hub guys. I'm a little surprised by that those guys are not playing, McCourty and Arrington. I would think that they could benefit from reps tonight. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know if they're dealing with anything physically or if they just want to get a better look at Sterling Moore, Tavon Wilson's probably not out there, right? Is he another one that's not dressed?
I don't know, because I got Jeff Howe telling me with position groups out, no McCourty, Arrington, Hernandez, Gronkowski, Welker, Lloyd. And then Eric says tight end Rob Gronkowski is in full uniform on the field. So now I'm getting conflicting tweets.
I had one from Chris Price saying there was only two tight ends, Silvestro and Urban. I don't know. Well,
what feet? The feed. Oh, the feed. I see
Ridley. I see three players.
I see Branch. I see Bowman. Ooh, close-up of Hollywood. Holla if you see Hollywood.
So we'll keep you up to speed. We'll monitor the feed over there.
And
again,
told me to monitor it.
I didn't say it was your fault.
Gostowski. Why is he out there?
We'll head up to the press box and get Eric Scalvino's thoughts here. At least his views from the press box, and then we can.
Oh, now we've resorted to this. Your mom is in uniform on the PPGS feed.
So again, you can tweet at us using the hashtag PPGS.
Yeah, you want me to watch the feed now? The guy's walking around with the camera pointed at the floor.
You can also email us webradio
at
patriots.com. That's where Nathan in Southern California writes in. Guys, there are some things I'm looking forward to on the game tonight. Feel free to address these as you disagree or agree. How the O-line bounces back from last week's performance. Remember, they got tore up in the first quarter when they played the Eagles last year. If Chandler Jones is anywhere comparable to Carter from last season, if Trevor Scott is comparable to Anderson from last season, how Hightower and Jones do with a mobile quarterback and the secondary. So all of those are outside of the offensive line, defensive focused for
the offensive
Nathan.
Line is something to watch tonight. I mean, there's going to be some guys, I would think, that are going to be, I don't know, candidates to open the season. And the email is right. They had trouble with Philadelphia in that vaunted defensive line that we talked about with the folks from Philly. And they're going to need to get better. And if it's Nate Solder, if he needs to get, I mean, if I don't know if to put it all on him is, I don't know if that's fair, but they need to get better. I think that is one thing that you can watch tonight.
Okay, they're coming fast and furious. We now have other sources reporting Rob Gronkowski is indeed on the field in full uniform. He and Chung, and this may be a forebearer for things to come, are assisting Matthew Slater leading stretching in pregame warmups. So you could be seeing two new Patriots captains out there in Rob Gronkowski and Patrick Chung. Mm-hmm. Although I'll still be surprised if Gronk plays.
And I'll be even more surprised if he ends up being a captain.
Why?
Because I don't think he's a captain type.
What's he ever done?
To not be a captain, you have to have done something?
Yeah.
Why?
He works as hard as anyone. He's successful as hard as anyone.
Does he strike you as
that doesn't even make sense.
Does he strike you as a leader?
Yeah.
Really?
In what he does.
He doesn't strike me as a leader.
I like guys who love the game of football. I like guys who show up and produce on the football field. I like guys who take their job when they're doing it damn seriously, and I think Rob Gronkowski does all those things.
Yeah, I like my captains to take it seriously all the time, not just when they're doing it.
So you think all these guys, none of them have senses of humor of anything?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay, so when does he not take his job seriously?
Listen, I know that...
No, when does he not take his job seriously?
I think in the offseason he's not necessarily taking his job seriously.
Oh, so does he go cliff diving in Costa Rica? Oh, that's the quarterback.
And
okay,
you've been critical of his leadership in recent years.
I've been critical
of
him not being here to work out. Was Rob Gronkowski working out this offseason?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I mean, he was injured, so it's not really fair.
I mean, he was even working out in his Madden videos. Right. Yeah.
I wouldn't hold that against him because he was coming off surgery.
I just think he gets a bum rap because he likes to have fun. He's a young guy.
I mean,
I don't think there's anyone who's more dedicated to doing his profession than he is.
But that doesn't make you a captain.
Okay. Well, why does it make you not a captain?
Give me a reason why
he can't be a captain.
I don't think he's a leader. I think captains are leaders. I don't think he's a leader. That was my reason.
Okay. I think he's a leader.
Okay.
Maybe he's not a rah-rah leader, but I think he
maybe
leads
you're right.
with
I mean, I'm not in the
guys
locker
that love the game
right.
of football and practice the
Patrick
right way.
Patrick Chung,
play
I can
right
see
way.
What they're talking about.
Oh, because he does push-ups after he gives up a play?
It's unbelievable when you take on
something. I just don't see
the big difference other than
Gronkowski goes with his brothers to the ESPYs and has fun. Oh, can't be a captain.
Well,
you had fun this offseason. Wait
a minute. Now, I said because of him going to the ESPYs he can't be a captain, or I said I don't think he's a leader.
You said he doesn't take his job seriously in the offseason.
I said I don't think he's a leader.
You said he doesn't take his job seriously in the offseason.
Just to reiterate,
you said when he's playing football, and I said I'd like him to take it all the time.
Just your speculation on them being
captains. They are assisting leading stretching. Chung and Gronkowski, who are not returning captains, are leading the stretching with Slater, who theoretically is a returning captain.
Now, help me out.
Even though there aren't real, it's not like you're an incumbent and you automatically are a captain.
Let's go get off the captain thing for a second and go to, there's 28 guys.
That's a number that's floated around. There are 26 players not spotted in uniform, according to Mike Rodak. But if Gronkowski is in uniform but not playing, he would be closer to 28 there. It'd only be 27, but you know what I'm saying.
You know what the worst part is? I do know what he's saying.
I mean, just because Gronkowski's in uniform doesn't mean he's going to play.
No, I said the worst part is I do know what you're saying. I understood it completely.
So we're here in
it made no sense, but I understood it.
We're here in 26, 28.
Ish. We go with an ish.
Ish.
But are there guys...
When I blog, and I'm not sure, I put an ish on the end.
Are the captains not dressed? Is that why they need other guys?
So that's sort of what I'm getting at. Like, Brady's not dressed. Yeah. Waters isn't here. You know what I mean? Is it one of those things?
All right.
With
right.
the Patriots
Mankins is
not
having dressed.
Captains out there.
Mayo is not dressed. Wilford
Brady
is
flat out not dressed.
Brady's not dressed. There's 26 guys not dressed, yeah, and they're among them.
So
I think Gronkowski is going to be a captain, and he should be, because it's people like you that give this game a bad name.
So,
ooh, you're going to be like Gerard Mayo, eat, sleep, and live football, and never have an outside life.
So we've had a few...
How about you eat, sleep, and live football, and then also have an outside life?
A few different numbers on who's out there, right? 28, 26. Let's get the definitive word when we go up to the press box.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino joining us here from the press box. As we go up, we get the view from the press box. Eric, we've seen a lot of different information floating around here on... Who's available? Who's dressed? Who's going to be suiting up in this game? What do you got for us from up there?
It's almost easier to list who is playing than who isn't tonight. But all your main guys, you know, all your captains, as you guys were just talking about, none of them are on the field. Rob Gronkowski is dressed, but I think that might have been only so that he could lead the team in stretching, because really, there's hardly anybody of note out here tonight. Doesn't look like we're going to get any Logan Mankins, no Gerard Mayo. No Devin McCourty, Brady, Hernandez. The list could go on and on, but it's looking like nearly a third of the roster isn't going to be playing tonight.
Okay, saying that, what have you seen interesting so far? Any lineup notes on either side of the ball as they kind of take those first warm-up reps?
Yeah, they haven't really gotten to that point yet. They just broke out of stretching as a team. They're still running through some individual group work. But two things just of note with players of some significance. Brandon Spikes is dressed and is out there. Looks like he's going to be taking part for the first time this preseason. And Deion Branch, who wasn't involved in the last game but has gotten steadily more work during practice over the last week, he's dressed too and looks like he's going to be ready to go. One interesting thing, too, we saw the other day in practice Stephen Ridley get hurt, injured a right knee, sat out the remainder of that day, which was Thursday's practice, and all of the following day. But he is dressed out on the field, was out here for warm-ups earlier, and looks like he's going to try to give it a go tonight, which is good news for Patriots fans.
Do you read anything into the guys that are out there leading the stretching, and possibly this could foreshadow two new captains for the Patriots?
Well, I remember being on record last year as predicting that Patrick Chung was going to be a captain, and that spot ended up going to Devin McCourty. I could easily see that switching this year and Chung being one of those guys. And Gronk, I'm not sure he's ready to take on that kind of leadership role, but
because he
wouldn't
goes to the ESPYs?
If he does.
Paul doesn't either.
I didn't say that.
We just had a long Paul and Andy fight. Paul doesn't think Gronk should be a captain because he doesn't take the offseason seriously.
Completely false. What I said was I don't think he's a leader. I mean, I think he's a great player, but I don't think he's a leader. But you know,
what's a leader that he doesn't do?
Andy has had a man crush on him since he saw his college tape, and
yes,
therefore
a leader,
I said something.
Not a liter like the Diet
right.
Pepsi gallons. We were
so
talking.
I said that I didn't think he would be captain material, and of course that meant that I was siding with everything that's bad about the world today.
Yeah, it is. Everything's taken too serious. You're not allowed to smile in this world and have fun while doing your job, by the way, according to everybody, pretty much as well as you can. So much so that they gave you $50 million.
All right. Let's moving along here to some other.
Why is the guest moving the hosts along?
Eric, let's get your thoughts on this, because we sort of know what the reality of the situation is. The Patriots aren't going to play a lot of these guys.
Right.
What do you think of the approach, given the fact that Philadelphia is taking a different approach with this game?
Well, if I'm the Eagles and I want to treat this as a regular season warm-up, you have to do it knowing that you're not facing really regular season competition for the most part for most of the night. And as far as the Patriots are concerned, I think they're doing the right thing by taking out a lot of these guys like Brady and Will Fork and others who, you know, why risk getting them injured if the Eagles are going to go full bore, this early in the preseason? I think the Patriots are doing the right thing by sitting, the bulk of their star-powered roster.
Yeah, I'm good, guys. I don't know about you.
Well, it's so hard tonight to ask specific matchup questions and everything just based on the game.
That's kind of how I feel. I mean, it's
unless you just want to list who's wearing pants today, which seems to be the favorite occupation.
And Eric,
on
by
Twitter,
the way, I'm glad to say that you were not doing that tonight.
No, and actually, you did a fine job because you went against the grain. You were the first to tell us Gronkowski was on the field in uniform. And you were right. We doubted you. And let me rephrase
that. Team PFW continues to dominate tonight.
I doubted you. You have a spotty track record, but you were damn right tonight.
I don't know where you're getting this misinformation about the spotty track record. This is how you get into fights with Paul about that.
Last week you told me you'd never seen Ross Ventrone return a punt tomorrow. We've never seen that before. And I said, we saw it the other day in practice.
So that, answers the question as to how Andy Hart will make Eric feel bad this week.
That is the answer.
Right. He brings up a day in practice when there were 6,000 guys on the field, including an entire other team.
I saw it.
Adam, I give you props for having to deal with that.
Eric, you should have seen him during the fight between me and Paul. He wanted no part of this.
I just kind of sit off to the side. That's what the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social is all about. Me staying out of the way of you two.
It's about passion. It's about passionate pregame discussion of the New England Patriots and the game.
Eric, so out of the things that are on the field tonight, one final one here before we let you go.
Sure.
What are you focusing on, given the fact that we're not going to see a lot of these guys suit up tonight?
Well, I want to see if Chandler Jones can repeat the performance he had last week and even build upon it, because
that was
obviously a good development for New England last week. I want to see how this offensive line continues to hold up. It's kind of still a patchwork, given all the moving parts that still remain. Obviously, the good news about Vollmer possibly coming off isn't going to affect him tonight. But I want to see how guys like Solder and Cannon and some of those interior combinations are going to work out.
Well said. And just so you know, according to Dave Spadaro of Eagles.com, the challenge for the offensive line is immense, because he thinks this is a quote-unquote great defensive line. And he said he goes all the way back to the days of Reggie White. This is a great defensive line.
Wow, even the dream team, one might say?
Yeah. Just so you know, he was a little bit sunshine.com-ish.
No Hall of Famers among them, but a great, great defensive line.
All right.
Okay, well, it's a good challenge then.
Eric, thanks for joining us from the press box, man.
Peace out.
All right, we'll see you later.
Quick one coming up the Twitter feed, courtesy of Jeff McClain.
In English, please.
I'm not done with you. I spoke fine when I was whooping your ass in that battle.
That's not what the Twitter followers say.
Yeah. And what do you think of Twitter people and fans in general? They're stupid. That's what you always say. You taught me well there. Jeff McClain says that at Bob Kraft's request, they will have a moment of silence before the anthem tonight in memory of Garrett Reed.
Hmm.
Just so you know. Which is obviously the late son of Andy Reed, who was actually working in a role with the team's strength and conditioning staff at training camp when he passed away in his dorm.
And we know that Bill Belichick was down at the funeral as well. You know, the one thing that was the only thing that I was sort of wondering, at least from a Patriots-Eagles perspective. Was this Eagles thing tonight, was it a wink-wink thing between Belichick and Reed where, okay, we want to evaluate what we're doing in this thing? And again, just speaking to the relationship between the two coaches, is it a wink-wink thing where they're going to trot the guys out? We found out Eagles just looking to avoid in week three of the preseason their week one opponent here coming up in a few weeks. We'll get into your phone calls, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Brian in Essex, Vermont writes in. Guys, I was curious, has anyone given any thought to having Adam make an appearance on one of the PFW shows? I'd say that's a no.
Nope.
I think it'd be hilarious to hear him trying to be a professional in the room with the regular PFW staff. But he gets into his real question here. As far as the game goes, hope Jones continues to impress, that being Chandler Jones. Hope we see Hightower developing further, i.e., I hope we see less up and down and more up. Hope Vereen lights it up, and hope Beckett continues to make his case. Now let me jump in here, because he got me thinking on something. What did you think of Hightower in that first game?
I thought he was okay. Obviously, he popped out. People were criticizing the big hit where he didn't wrap up. I thought he got blocked quite a bit. I thought he let people get into his chest, and I thought he was 6-7 yards downfield. The play where he blew it up, he was unblocked. It was a Dan Klecko play, I like to call him. Yeah. So, you know, that's if you can't make plays when you're unblocked in the NFL, you're not going to be good, never mind great. You need to make those plays and at times take on a guard, take on a tackle, fight through a block, and make a play. I didn't think he fought through blocks very well.
I'd like to see Belichick sort of settle on a spot for him and allow him to
because he mixed it up at all three spots.
Well, he
in that
played,
first game.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, he did that in practice. You know,
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, because I asked him post game, Bill, did you plan on moving him right into the middle, or was that because of Fletcher going down the injury? Well, as you know, he's played all three spots. Blah 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 blah.
As you know, Ross Ventrone has returned punts before.
And he follows up and right. He goes, "Well, yeah, he played all three spots." He just kept saying that, and I was like, "I know he did it in practice. What was the plan in the game?" But he didn't want to play.
Gotcha.
And no one takes the answers more seriously or more personally than Eric Scalavino. Really, he does it more than Andy.
But I'd
like to see him focus on one spot, just because I think I love Hightower. I think he's going to be terrific. I think he's thinking a little bit while playing, and it makes sense. I mean, he's trying to learn so much stuff at once, and the first professional game he's out there playing three different positions.
Does that stand out in any one facet of the game more so than
others?
You'd
have to ask the expert on linebacker play.
Pass coverage, because the one thing that I was critical on, and this is my untrained eye, on the post-game show last week of Hightower, was it seemed like in pass coverage he was either too deep or he was always right behind the play.
He was lost.
He's not good in pass coverage, but I have no problem with that. I don't think there are very many linebackers in the NFL that are really good
in
pass
coverage. And I don't
expect
to see him do a lot of it.
And usually the ones that are situational players. All pros, that's going to be the weakness of their game. I want him going forward. I want him at those like 45-degree angles towards the line of scrimmage, blowing stuff up, getting after the quarterback. And then if the pass coverage comes, okay, it comes later, great.
So getting to the other parts of his email, we've talked about Chandler Jones a lot. We just touched on Hightower. On Vereen, what are you looking for out of him tonight?
Continue it. I mean, you got your first taste of him. Now you're going to do it against better competition probably the longer that great defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles plays. And he has an opportunity
offending
here.
Every guest that we've
No, I'm not offending him. He said great. I want to see if it's great.
But
we'll
you're
see
saying
if they pass
it in a mocking tone.
Air quotes is not mocking. It's
no,
quoting.
Said,
I'm quoting the
great.
Man. He said great. The linebackers you know, they brought in.
It seemed a little mocking. It seemed a little mocking.
What do you know? All you know.
Tennessee.
You know one. That's all the thing you've contributed to this show.
Tennessee.
But see it against this defensive front. See what you can do. And I liked one of our Icarus. Icarus 1 said, can you imagine if the backups take it to the Eagles defensive line? That would be awesome. That would be a good sign.
Well,
if this offensive line, if this defensive line is as good as
you forgot, their great defensive line.
Right, yeah. That was in there. He meant it. He didn't put it in. But
I also would like
you don't
to
have
see
characters.
Yeah, Vereen did it last week in the second half, and
right.
This is an opportunity to do it. Hopefully early in the game against the front line guys.
The great defensive line
of the Eagles.
John
in
South
wide nine.
John in South Carolina writes into webradio@patriots.com. Guys, I get tagged for being negative because I'm worried about all the injuries on the offensive line, and I can't believe that none of the injuries raised their head during the season. Our starting offensive line should be Solder, Mankins, Copen, Waters, and Vollmer. Out of five, we have four with a question floating over the head. What are the odds that all the questions fall in the Patriots' favor?
So it's basically a Waters question?
It's a good point. He's saying gets a rap for being negative, but he's saying there's really questions about
Solder's
four out of the five guys.
Solder's at a new position. Mankins is coming off a knee injury. Copen coming off an injury. Waters isn't here, and Vollmer's is injured or coming off an injury. So I guess
he's saying
what's
know,
the
I
likelihood that
he's
all
negative,
of those question marks fall into
but
place?
But, you know, you have a question about virtually all of those guys.
I would say all of them if you're going to consider those questions. But I think most teams have a lot of questions at a lot of positions if you're, you know, this guy's playing new or this guy's young or this guy had that injury last year. That's kind of life in the NFL, isn't it? I mean, you have a lot of – I agree with him. Those are all – I don't have any questions about Mankins. To me, he's fine.
Once he's out on the field, he's good to go.
Right. If he can play with an ACL last year, he's going to be better this year with it having been repaired, even if it still bothers him a little. No questions about him. And I don't really have any questions in the middle. I think they're going to come away with two guys who can play center and guard.
So maybe it's a matter of who it is, but not necessarily in general.
Right. I'm getting more concerned by the day at tackle, even though it's funny that Vollmer comes back. I don't really have a lot of faith in Vollmer. I have the feeling he could be out there and then be gone for a month or not out, whatever. The tackles are concerning to me because obviously that's the harder position to find and or if you struggle there, you could get a guy killed.
Yeah, Solder is something to keep an eye on as we move forward here in the last
Well, you know
years.
What he's covering up? Cannon. Because to me, Cannon is worse, but because everybody's worried about Solder and think Vollmer could come back,
yeah.
To me, that's
right.
As big or bigger a question. I don't think he can play right tackle.
I think of Cannon as a flat backup, whereas I think of Solder as the left tackle of the future.
Yeah,
that's
but he's
why.
A backup who's taken every rep of training camp
no,
as a starter.
Yeah, I started my thing by saying you're right.
And
you're right to be worried about him.
You're famous for, yeah, those back injuries never come back.
Well, that's why Vollmer is worth worrying
that
about.
Was
that's why I
right
agree
there.
With the emailer. There is a question mark there. The only one I really don't worry about as much is Mankins because – You know, he played the whole year on a torn ACL last year, evidently, and I don't think he was that bad. And now he's fully healthy. Well, not fully healthy, but he's got to be more healthy than he was last year. I mean, he said at his press conference way earlier than any of you know is when he tore his ACL. So that means he played the season on a torn ACL. And people, I mean, listen, I was critical of him, too. I mean, he didn't play well. He didn't play as well last year as he had in previous seasons, but he still played at a pretty high level, and I have to think he'll play at a higher level this year than last.
All right, guys. Two Patriots pregame socials here in the books. What do you think? We're making progress here on the second one?
What do you think? You're the professional.
I feel like we're making some progress.
I think you're getting to learn our styles, to learn what's going on here, and that this isn't ESPN radio. This is real radio.
This isn't milk toast.
I'm just steering clear. I'm just steering clear out of the way. Set you guys up, some good captain talk, and just get out of the way. All right.
That'll be a good one.
Freaking wait till he's a captain.
Progress.
Patriots and
Eagles.
I think
there's a chance he could be. That doesn't mean it's a good one.
Patriots and Eagles, about 15 minutes away. You can check that out.
Because you're ending the show. We're not stopping.
I will talk to you after the game, and we'll talk to you on Friday as well. Come back for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social leading up to Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here on Patriots.com.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Play action fake by Flacco. Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com for the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones immediately following tonight's game.
Patriots come hard. He looks, he fires to the right. It is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, at the 40. Stay. Speed all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.